Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
Doubt in this deal.
And the debate stage is set.
But will the curtain go up tonight in Mississippi?
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Frustration and partisan wrangling, and still no bailout deal on Capitol Hill.
We are working to try and get this bill ready, but if the House Republicans continue to reject the president's approach, then there's no bill.
Congressman Barney Frank, the top legislative Democrat involved in negotiations with the White House on a plan. But House Republicans put their own proposal on the table. Wisconsin's Paul Ryan.
We came up with a plan that fixes these assets, and it does it by making Wall Street pay for its own bailout. And now we're talking with Democrats to try and get bipartisan support so we can actually get a bill to pass the House to solve this problem.
The differences came to a head at the White House yesterday afternoon. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Progress on getting to a bailout bill was moving smoothly until the White House meeting. That was initially suggested by Republican presidential candidate John McCain. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid said that insertion of partisan politics is what knocked the process off the tracks.
John McCain did nothing to help. He only hurt the process.
Members of both parties have been working on the bailout package, joined by Treasury Secretary Paulson and Fed Chairman Bernanke, worked late into the night to try to come up with a consensus that could lead to congressional action. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
After rallying yesterday on news an agreement appeared near, stocks are poised to head sharply lower at the opening this morning. S&P futures are down 19 points. While there was turmoil among the political leadership in the Capitol, Washington Mutual's collapse was complete. Last night, in the latest act in the nation's financial drama, the government seized WaMu and sold its assets to J.P. Morgan Chase for $2 billion. CBS News correspondent Claire Leka.
This is by far the biggest bank failure that we've seen in U.S. history. It had $307 billion in assets. Now, by comparison, IndyMac Bank failed back in July. That bank had assets of $32 billion.
Sheila Bears, head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
This acquisition will protect all depositors and other customers served by WaMu and enable that institution and its employees to continue operations without interruption under new ownership.
WaMu's collapse underscores the shakiness and unease that remain in the markets. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason.
Even with all of this talk of a deal, the credit markets, which of course are the main center of this financial problem, are still, you know, almost as frozen up as they were literally a week ago. I mean, from everybody that I've talked to, the credit markets are still in dire straits. Basically, banks still are not lending even to each other.
Yet Americans are sharply divided over whether to provide Wall Street with a $700 billion lifeline. Several hundred protesters thronging New York's financial center yesterday to blast the bailout. And with more on public sentiment, we're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
In a CBS News New York Times poll, people are split on whether to help bail out Wall Street.
42% said they would approve of that sort of plan. 46% said that they would disapprove.
But Director of Surveys Kathleen Frankovic says just 16% support a rescue plan weighing in at $700 billion.
I'm just full of disgust.
Los Angeles factory owner Maria Bonilla is disgusted because she says she's being asked to pay for other people's mistakes and bad judgment.
Many of us did the right thing. We saved our money, we paid our bills, we paid our taxes, we did everything right.
And some feel getting a loan or buying a home has slipped out of reach.
The American dream is gone for me.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Will there or won't there? Tonight's first presidential debate remains in doubt because of the ongoing financial crisis. We're live in Oxford, Mississippi with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, here in the land of William Faulkner and John Grisham, a political suspense novel is playing out because of John McCain's threat to stay away from the debate. 13 hours before the scheduled start time, it's unclear if it will happen. Curtis Wilkie, a veteran political reporter with the University of Mississippi Journalism School, says it would be a crucial opportunity for both candidates to target fence-sitter voters.
Elections are not determined by, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans. They're decided by the people in the middle, the people who are truly undecided.
And for now, Nick, the debate itself is in the undecided column.
Well, although economic questions will now be included, the main focus of the debate is to be foreign policy and national security issues. CBS News chief political correspondent Jeff Greenfield.
The general assumption about foreign policy was that this is McCain's strong point, not just because it's been his principal focus in the Senate for several decades, but because he staked his entire campaign on pushing for the surge that appears to have left Iraq in better shape than it was before.
5 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Given these economic times, Governor Ritter says it's the cautious and prudent thing to do.
We will implement a hiring freeze for the executive branch effective October 1.
The governor says he'll also ask for a delay on state construction projects until the end of January. Governor Ritter says Colorado has a diverse economy, but that we're not immune to the financial turmoil around us. An email found by the father of a 2-year-old helped tip Denver police to an incest case. The mother, Alicia Key, facing serious charges.
The Denver District Attorney's Office has formally charged a 31-year-old mother of a 2-year-old with sexual assault on a child, by a person in a position of trust and aggravated incest.
Lynn Kimbrough with the Denver DA's office says Lee is free on a $50,000 bond. She's due in court next Monday. Could face life in prison if convicted on all charges. And human breast milk in ice cream? That's what People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals is promoting. PETA pushing the idea to Ben and Jerry's, saying using human breast milk in ice cream would reduce the suffering of cows and give ice cream lovers a healthier product. Ben and Jerry's officials are saying no. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where speeds are hitting the posted limits as traffic remains light as this morning's commute gets up and running. CDOT, they've completed some overnight construction projects on I-25 as well as on 70 past the dog food plant, so those shouldn't cause any delays this morning. Keep your eyes peeled for some police activity at 51st in Peoria following an overnight.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
But now, because it's not going to happen.
Well, look at the weather this weekend is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's really going to be good.
Feels like summer again.
All right, we're jam-packed this morning, again, with guests. And what did John McCain accomplish yesterday by going to Washington, D.C., and pulling this campaign stunt? Now, first of all, his campaign continued despite the fact that he said he was suspending it. I mean, people who support him were still out there campaigning, and his ads were running in a lot of different television markets. Number two, the New York Times reports today that McCain sat there like a lump on a log in that meeting and didn't say much of anything and showed no leadership. He just kind of mumbled along and showed no leadership. So what was the point of all of this? Now, is he going to show up tonight in Oxford? We're scheduled to carry the debate. And Barack Obama says that if McCain doesn't show up, he'll just hold a town hall meeting. And there's all kinds of revelations, too, about Sarah Palin and McCain's campaign. And we can go over those later. But they're out there. I'll give you one here, okay? Whoops, I just dropped my pen. Okay, I'll give you one here. John McCain's presidential campaign has become increasingly adamant this week that campaign manager Rick Davis has had nothing to do with consulting and the lobbying firm he founded since signing on for the White House bid 2 years ago. So why does it look like McCain's own campaign paid Davis's firm in lieu of putting him directly on their payroll? The Arizona senator's presidential campaign paid at least $90,000 to Davis Manafort Incorporated, the firm Davis founded with Republican lobbyist Paul J. Manafort during the first 6 months of last year, while Davis was serving as CEO for the campaign. Five payments were made for communications consulting, in increments of $10,000 to $40,000, according to campaign records, finance records maintained by the Center for Responsive Politics. The payments stopped in July 2007 when Davis and some other McCain aides reportedly began working for free as McCain campaigns struggled to raise money. Davis himself never received a personal salary from the campaign, although he reportedly earned $20,000 a month from the campaign. Now, when people called to get an explanation about this from the McCain campaign, they didn't return any calls. Davis previously faced questioning over another firm he owns, 3EDC, and its works on behalf of the McCain campaign. The group billed the campaign $175,000 in early 2007 to build the McCain website, all while Davis was serving as the campaign's CEO. So those people who contributed money to the McCain campaign, nice, huh? Your bread went into McCain's friend's pocket. Looks like. Oh, man. I mean, this stuff just keeps on coming. And then Sarah Palin, who claims that she's Miss Ethics and says she doesn't want lawmakers to be able to take gifts. Now it turns out that she herself took gifts. Yep. Yeah, looks like she took like about $25,000 in various gifts. So the whole thing never stops here. I mean, it never does. How are we going to find our way out of this? I've already picked my spot on the 16th Street Mall to sell apples and pencils when this whole thing goes under. And I want to warn you right now, don't even think about taking my spot in front of the tattered cover. That's mine. I'll be out there selling my stuff. John and I are going into business, peddling fresh fruits. Aren't we, John?
T-shirts.
T-shirts. We're going to get out there. We're gonna get out there and sell merch, right?
So we'll set up our own merch tent: beer koozies, T-shirts,
yeah,
fresh fruit.
they'll all say, I survived the Depression of 2008. We call it our swag tent, right?
I'll be carrying around my barrel full of pennies, trying to buy like a loaf of bread.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be going into Whole Foods or King Supers with a shopping cart full of useless money, trying to get a loaf of bread.
You know, I've been talking to Stacy about this, and I don't, you know, is it like a time to pull all of my money out and just bury a hole, you know, dig a hole in the ground and shove it in there? I mean,
no, you don't want to do that, because then you start getting bank runs. No.
I'm nervous, man.
Are you? Are you nervous? I don't keep enough money.
You know,
I don't keep enough money
in the butt for the last 3 years from not putting into my 401k, and now I'm kind of happy that I have the cash instead of it sitting out there, even if it was in a money market. I just, you know, don't trust it.
So who's your bank?
I use Wells Fargo.
Well, there's nothing in the news about Wells Fargo.
I know, but they could be.
Well, at least you're not like me. I have Washington Mutual. I'm serious, man. I got Washington Mutual.
I was wondering that when the news broke. I was like, oh, man, I hope Jay isn't locked in with them.
I'm going to be like those Wall Street financiers in the market crash in 1929. I'm going to take the barrel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or jump out a window. Oh, Lord, what a mess this is. And nobody has any idea on how to fix it, really. I mean, it's all speculation as how to get it done. I think that the wealthy speculators who caused all of this, I think they should start paying us. We should go after them first. That's what I think. Here's Wes in Rawlings, Wyoming. Might as well kick it off at 303-713-7600. Wes, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I share your frustration with McCain's done more campaigning since he suspended his campaign than he has since the Republican convention.
I know it. It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think he flew into Washington to blow that deal apart yesterday because he don't want to debate Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying that he blew that thing apart by being in there. And they should have never introduced presidential politics into all of this. These guys are just senators, and they have to vote like everybody else. And instead, McCain and Bush had to blow the thing up by injecting presidential politics into the mess.
Exactly. And then I saw McCain on TV this morning doing a press conference about the 10 town hall meetings that Barack Obama hasn't agreed to. Well, the only reason John McCain wants him to do the 10 town hall meetings is so McCain can control the message.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Listen, there's no need for 10 town hall meetings. Enough is enough. I mean, do you want to sit through 10 town hall meetings?
No, and I sure as hell don't want one man controlling the message in them.
I mean, God, most people can barely sit through a debate.
I know it.
90 minutes one time or 90 minutes two times is enough.
I agree.
I mean, if you can't make your decision based on those, then you got a real problem.
And absolutely, and like Letterman said the other night, I think this was all put together because McCain was starting to slip drastically in the polls.
Yeah, I think so too. Large Hail Mary pass.
Oh, absolutely.
Big time. Now, the question is, does it work? Does the public accept it? Do they see McCain as putting his country first, or do they see him as putting his political career first?
I sure hope the public sees it for what it is, but after the last two presidential elections, I'm not so sure anymore.
You know, that's a scary thing, man. Nobody has confidence in anything.
Exactly.
Really? Seriously? I mean, do you think anybody does? I'm so cynical. The only thing I know is we would be better off under Democrats than we would be under Republicans.
I agree wholeheartedly. As a working man, I've been that way all my life, and I've never done well under Republican leadership in my life.
No, neither have I. Hey, Wes, thanks, man.
Thank you, Jay. You guys keep fighting a good fight.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
Bye.
So what do you think, Turkey? Going to stuff your money under your mattress?
I'm thinking about it. Buying gold. I've heard those Ed Schultz ads.
Yeah, but gold is down, too.
Is it down now, too?
I don't know.
I don't know. But I have been paranoid. My money's, my reserve is dwindling.
The congressional bailout, call 1-800-SCREW-YOU. That's what it amounts to.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
Can I just say I love CEOs?
Yeah, sure.
And they're inflated.
Well, that goes back.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
All right, look. Who, 90 days ago, I never say this about myself, but 90 days ago, 100 days ago, who sat on the radio and said that for those people who constantly criticize the federal government and think the private industry can do a better job and the privatization is the way out, how many of those folks complain about their jobs and know that management is screwing them on a regular basis? A lot of them, right?
Yeah, most of them.
Okay. So, all right. So why do you think that privatization would work any better? Right.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it's like what? We can't put two and two together and come up with four here.
We just got off the boat.
Yeah, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, traffic with John.
Traffic is picking up in a couple different areas, Jay, around town, especially up north, coming south out of North Glen and at around 104th. Eastbound 270 also filling up, approaching Vasquez from York Street. And you do want to look out for some police activity to in West Denver, or East Denver, rather, maybe Aurora, between 51st and 56th on Peoria. Had an overnight shooting there. So beware, going to maybe be a couple minute slowdown. Your forecast, sunshine to start, then a...
It's the JCPenney Big One Day Sale. Get Saturday doorbusters, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Worthington and St. John's Bay sweaters for her, $14.99. 55% off men's St. John's Bay casual shirts and fleece. The classic towel, only $3.33. And all day Saturday, save on clearance for the whole family, up to 60% off original prices. At JCPenney, fall fashion is beautiful and affordable. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 27th.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-460-2610 for your free tape. Call 1-800-460-2610. 1-800-460-2610.
Was in stock, and you'll find the clean late model car, truck, minivan, or SUV that you've been casting about for. Rocky's Auto is also a proud sponsor of local events, and tonight at Red and Jerry's, Rocky's is sponsoring the Cage Domination Rocky Mountain Bad Boys MMA matches with 6 title fights and regional talent. Doors open at 7, fights start at 8. Tickets available at the door or King Supers. That's this Friday, tonight, the 26th, at Red and Jerry's Santa Fe and Oxford. And for your next winterized, reliable automobile, stop by anytime, 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Rocky's Auto's 63rd and Federal.
With skyrocketing foreclosures, increasing bank failures, and uncertainty in the stock market, most investors are stuck on the sidelines, watching their investments dwindle away to nothing. If you want to protect your assets and your family, you should take a serious look at history's best time-tested asset, gold.
Hi, I'm David Mills, president of United Capital. Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The current demand is stronger than ever, and the timing may never be better. And when you buy gold from United Capital, you are buying direct from the source and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what retail gold companies don't want you to know.
Call right now and we'll send you our exclusive gold investors kit. This is a $70 value and you can have it now absolutely free. Call now and you'll also get the proven secrets on how to create wealth through gold in your retirement account.
Call 800-673-7890. That's 800-673-7890. Call now, 800-673-7890.
Widespread panic. Don't do it. Don't panic. We have nothing to fear but George W. Bush and John McCain itself.
Black cat cross our path, little
feet. Good morning, 624, 24 minutes after the hour. Mostly sunny. High today, 86. Jay Marvin with you. Coming up, we're going to talk to Billy M. and about the Rocky Mountain News' news bias against Congressman Udall. And boy, with what's going on now, where's Bob Schaefer on this whole deregulation business that he used to push, and he and his friends? Let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Ryan in Denver. Ryan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
I've been wanting to welcome you back. I know it's Friday, but I missed you a lot when you were on vacation.
Oh, you're very kind. Thanks.
I actually went on vacation for 2 weeks before you were on vacation, and I missed 3 weeks of Jay. It was killing me.
Oh, thanks, man.
I wanted to present the question that, you know, this is, the buzzword is the global economy. If we don't bail these people out, the global economy will just be destroyed. And if that's the case, I'd like to know where the rest of the globe is on this problem. We haven't, I haven't personally heard any about what they suggest, what they're going to do, anything, you know?
I think that what they're doing is they're holding their breath, waiting to see what happens here and waiting to see what gets worked out here. Now, there are other countries who have different, their banking systems are different than ours. For instance, the French do not loan money out unless they have the money at hand. So that's different than the way we do it here. And there are other countries that engage in the same thing, but I think they're sitting back holding their breath, hoping that we can work things out. And also, here's another bone of contention with a lot of people. At least it is a bone of contention with me. Do we bail out foreign banks that have interests in this country? Do we bail out foreign banks that have been, that are part of this scheme, or do we let them eat it? I say we let them eat it.
I'm wondering the same thing, Jay. How many of these banks that are going under don't even have anything to do with the grandchildren we're borrowing all this money from?
Well, you got two banks I can think of for sure that are involved in this is UBS, which Phil Graham used to be a lobbyist for. He still may be. And also, what's the other one that I'm trying to think of? Boy, it just slipped my mind. I just had it. UBS is one of them, and I'm trying to think of who the other. Oh, the Royal Bank of Scotland is another one. And, yeah, that information ought to be disclosed to the public, too. I mean, what is going to happen to these foreign lending institutions?
Mm-hmm. It's a good point, Jay.
So I think that that's another thing that needs to, you know, the whole thing needs to be explained to you and I in the sense of not that we don't get what's going on here, but in the sense of what they intend to do and how they intend to take care of things. So that they're using our money, but so that we're not cut out of the process. We have a right to know what these folks intend to do.
Absolutely, Jay.
So,
do you think they're anywhere close to a deal?
I don't know.
I saw on the news last night, they're not any closer than they were on Monday, you know?
I don't know. I don't know where they are. I don't know where I don't know what came out of last night. There was nothing significant on the news this morning about it, but they're going to try again today to get something, and I just don't know. I haven't heard, but I'll tell you this much. We have Representative Diana DeGette coming up at 7:48, and we'll ask her what she knows.
I get the feeling from listening to you, Jay, that you kind of don't even support the idea of bailing these people out. You'd rather see them just flop over.
No, I think we should do something, but I don't believe that the Bush Paulson plan, that three-page plan with that Article 8, should be supported at all. And the public, whether you're Democratic, Republican, or you have no affiliation whatsoever, should be outraged that the White House would try to pull this kind of a stunt when we're in this kind of situation. I think we have to do something, but I think there's got to be a ton of controls on it, and I think there's got to be a ton of conditions. One of them is these rich speculators who helped cause this situation, we should go after their assets.
Yeah.
and make them pay. You know, this whole thing bothers me. Okay, we've had all of this stuff happen in the last 8 years in this country. Where's any kind of accountability?
Yeah.
That's what bothers me. Ryan, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, you got it. All right, thanks. And thanks for the kind words. Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see some accountability here. Does anybody think that's a bad idea? I don't think how anybody could see that that's a bad idea. Here's Virginia in Boulder. Virginia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Couple things. Just wanted to relate a nice story from the Depression. Not that I was there, but a grandfather-in-law in Iowa walked to the bank, sold part of his land, and put the money in the bank in order to, for it to stay solvent. And no one lost any money. But that's the whole thing of, you know, he took the private responsibility as a citizen to do it. And I think really that we can call people on this. You want to privatize? Fine. You feel, you know, you worry about your company. You take your bonus and go back in there and say, hey, I want to recapitalize this. I'm going to give this to you.
You know, that's not a bad idea for those people who always scream about
right.
private enterprise and privatization right. and, you know, the market and all that kind of stuff. Okay, yeah, turn your salary back in to help your company out.
Yeah.
So your CEO can have, like, 80 times what you make.
Right. I mean, it's just, you know, a whole different attitude. But I have just been calling people, and they are answering the phone or taking messages, you know, in the House and Senate. And I don't think there should be any bailout at all. I think this is basically...
Well, you can't let it go. You can't just do nothing about it. If you don't do anything about it, then the economy is going to tip over.
No, I think that's a whole... you know, yeah, there's going to be readjustments. And, yeah, you know, if you all the hedge funds may go down and, you know, there's going to be repercussions. But I think a lot of this is manufactured. And I called and just basically said, if you vote on anything, it's just freeze all the subprime mortgages at, you know, 4.25%. They have to be all renegotiated. And that's it.
Well, the question is here. We all agree that something needs to be done. The question is, how do you do it, and what's the most successful way to pull this off? And one of the things that bothers me about it, well, all right, first of all, like I told the last caller, I reject that Paulson thing, all right, about complete
right.
control.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Number two, the other thing that bothers me is, in the last 8 years, nobody here in this country who's in control has had to pony up or be punished for anything.
Right.
Everybody has escaped.
Right.
So we got to go after those firms, and we got to go after those speculators who made money off this deal and force them to give us the money back.
Right, and that's maybe a next step. But I think, you know, Democrats are being railroaded into saying you have to act. And you know what? Quite frankly, the biggest bluff, to call their bluff, would be to not act.
Well, I don't think they're being railroaded into acting. I think that what they're trying to do is they're trying to come up with a positive way to solve the problem, and they want certain conditions and they want certain things attached to it. And then you have the administration and the administration supporters who are screaming that they want a clean bill, which means
right.
no conditions.
Right.
And then you've got John McCain, who won't tell us one way or the other where
right.
he stands.
Well, I just think that, you know, so in that case, the only thing they should vote on, they can say, yes, we did something, this is what we voted on, and it's about the mortgages. Period. And, you know, not go into all this other stuff right now, because it's really not about bailing out. It's not about, and the irony of it is that that money isn't coming from us. I mean, I'm not, you know, being taxed $200 more. It's coming from selling treasuries to foreign, you know, or people that have the money, like the people who got their bonuses. I mean,
well, yeah, but the trouble
is, it's never going to come from us.
Well, the trouble is, no, someday it will come from us. But
maybe.
the trouble is, it'll come two generations down the line.
Exactly.
So you're hanging it on your kids and your
right.
kids' kids. That's that's the big problem.
We'll go through a depression, and everything will readjust. And
well, yeah, but you don't want to go through a depression.
No, but I think there needs to be some readjustment. I mean, I'm not saying I want to go.
Well, the system needs to be fixed.
Right.
And that's what Democrats are demanding, is that the system
get
fixed.
Well, but I'm, you know, from the way I hear it, they're, you know, this is the place where they have to, they might as well stand strong. I mean, if they don't stand strong.
Well, I think they are. I think they are, because I think that the first thing that they did was they said to the administration, no.
Right.
You can't
right.
have it.
Well, I know, but I mean, who wouldn't say no to basically breaking the Constitution.
I don't want to name names, but I think the past history has indicated that there are a lot of people that would go along with that who are
lawmakers. I agree. But, I mean, this was so egregious that, you know, I mean, you could enter articles of impeachment over that if you wanted to. But I just think vote on the subprime mortgages. That's really where to start. Get that in there. Vote on that. And that's it.
Well, whatever they do, whatever they end up doing, they have to keep one thing in mind. They've got to do something to help you and I and the rest of this country, not just the people who contribute to their campaigns and the Wall Street rich.
Which is the least start with the subprime mortgages, you know, and say, hey, you guys, this is it. You couldn't, you know, we're taking this off the table. You've got to renegotiate them. This is the highest interest rate, period. And then see how that all...
Well, I think they should do. I think that ought to be part and parcel of it, and I also don't think they should give them the $700 billion.
Oh, no,
all right.
There shouldn't be any giving.
Virginia,
thank
thanks.
You. Bye-bye.
All right. I don't know if there shouldn't be any giving. I think there should be. But I think it should be piecemeal to force them to adhere to certain rules and standards. 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Toik and traffic.
Still fairly light around town, just the usual jams heading eastbound on 270 in Commerce City, also on southbound 25 in Northland and Thornton. We're also starting to see more folks heading out of Lakewood on eastbound 6th Avenue, starting around Wadsworth. And do look out, police activity and investigation still underway after a shooting overnight at 51st and Peoria. Your forecast, mostly sunny to start the day, then a few afternoon clouds with possible thunderstorms. Should be pretty warm again, though, with highs in the mid-80s. Same deal tomorrow and Sunday with highs in the lower 80s each day. Currently 60 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When it comes to saving, WaMu gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CD.
If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. You need an experienced criminal defense attorney on your side, and I'm here to help. Even if the Bush administration doesn't believe in the Constitution, you and I both know that you do still have rights, but you must act quickly to protect them. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help you with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. Don't ignore your troubles and hope things will get better. They won't go away on their own. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800, 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, BuckleyLaw.com. That's the letter J, BUCKLEY, law.com. Call me today. Don't try to fight this alone.
It's the JCPenney Big One-Day Sale. Get Saturday doorbusters, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Worthington and St. John's Bay sweaters for her, $14.99. 55% off men's St. John's Bay casual shirts and fleece. The classic towel, only $3.33. And all day Saturday, save on clearance for the whole family, up to 60% off original prices. At JCPenney, fall fashion is beautiful and affordable. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer in September 27th.
W. Bush.
God wants me to run for president.
You must be joking.
And a few of his friends. Carl Rove.
What about Axis of Weasels?
Don't be cute, Carl.
George Sr.
Ruined the Bush name.
Get out of my life!
Laura Bush.
A devil in a white hat.
Dick Cheney.
Advanced interrogation technique utilize fear scenarios.
You mean like pulling out their toenails?
W. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 17th.
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree? Or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer, because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus offers you the world-class quality of a CSU education conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certified programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. Classes start every 8 weeks. Enroll now and get an additional $100 off per credit hour. To learn more, go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
Never close your eyes anymore. You're leaving. no tenderness like before.
Okay, this is the most played rock and roll record of all time. Hard to believe, but true.
You're trying hard not to show it.
This is also Phil Spector's Wall of Sound.
Baby, baby, I know it. You are.
And there's somebody famous doing the female vocal part, too. I can't remember who it is. The Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield. Oh, I wish I could remember who the female singer is.
No, there's no
solvency. Okay, 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 86. There's some other bit of trivia I know about this song, too, but I can't remember what it is. Well, I'm starting to sound like John McCain, right? Wish I could remember who that female singer is. Boy, that's going to bug me forever and forever. All right. Let's get with it. Mostly sunny today. High of 86. Back to the phones here on AM 760. Cher. That's right. It is Cher. That's right. That's Cher in the background before anybody knew who she was. Isn't that amazing? This is what was known as Blue-Eyed Soul. Okay, here's a trivia question for you, John. How did the Righteous Brothers get their name?
Baby, baby.
I don't know. Don't care.
I'm the only one who knows this. Okay, they got their name because they were performing in some club in Southern California, and some black Marine stood up and went, "That was Righteous Brothers." And that's how they got their name.
That's interesting.
All right. Let's go back to the phones here, and we go to Paul in Louisville. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I got two things to bring up. One is kind of tongue-in-cheek and a little bit more lighthearted. The other one is pretty deadly and serious and very personal. So let's start with the fun one. I was thinking about this. You know, Obama had an interesting challenge. He had to defeat the Clinton machine. And, of course, in that scenario, he can't go to Bill and say, hey, help me get some funding, can he? No. He had to develop this grassroots organization to even begin a campaign because it takes money to do this. So he actually, in my idea, was the maverick. He had the maverick concept. Now, McCain, who's supposed to be the maverick, what does he do? He sure tails George Bush to get his money for the funding.
Well, that whole maverick thing, McCain's is manufactured.
Right. So who was the reformer and who did the paradigm shift? Obama. I mean, it's so clear to me that the man who has the organizational skills and the man who knows how to change the concept is Mr. Obama.
Well, after what John McCain pulled here in the last 24 to 48 hours, how can anybody take him seriously?
I'm 56 years old, and this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. This has me thinking that it's time to go to Canada, New Zealand, or wherever.
What it's time to do is it's time to go to the polls. It's time to reach into your pocket and give $25 and make something happen.
That's a little hard when you're unemployed, but I will do the other part, absolutely. The second thing, which is a little more touchy. My daughter called me just broken down in tears on Tuesday evening. Physically abusive father was just granted visitation rights to their three-month-old child. Now, everything I know about domestic law says it's all based on one simple concept. What is in the best interest of the child? And somebody has got to tell me how it's in the best interest of the child to have a physically abusive child in my daughter's home visiting his child. Now,
well, all right, let me ask you, does she have an attorney?
Well, that's the problem. She just got back to work because the previous employer laid her off during the pregnancy. The second thing is,
stop. Go back. The previous employer laid her off during the pregnancy?
It was in that early part of the employment.
I'm not sure that's legal.
Well, it's what happened. So legal or not, you know how.
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute.
There's a probationary period.
But hang on. Don't you think you should check that out to make sure?
Well, the problem was she hadn't qualified for insurance, so at that point she was screwed.
But there, you know what, I could very well be wrong, but I'm one of these people that believes that you should explore every alternative.
Well,
and you know what? Letting somebody go because they're pregnant is just like, come on.
I know that's a red flag issue. I understand that. But the other red flag issue now is on Monday, this father comes into my daughter's home, and guess who's supervising him? A 21-year-old female babysitter. This makes a lot of sense.
Well, that's why I asked, does your daughter have an attorney?
Yeah, I understand. And at this point, no, because she doesn't have any way to, you know, solicit the services of an attorney, which is one of the reasons I called your show. I don't know who can help us out there. But
it sounds to me like you need somebody who can do pro bono work. And I'm going to give you a number of somebody to call. I don't know. This is not their field, but they may know somebody who is in this field. You got a pen and a piece of paper?
I sure do. And the other thing is, if I can leave my name and number, I sent you two emails, but if I can leave my name and number, if anybody wants to contact me, man, I'll take any and all callers who think they can help me with this.
All right, we have your emails. Write this number down.
Okay, got it.
303.
Yes, sir.
300-1661.
Okay.
And ask for Scott Henderson.
Appreciate it.
And just explain that. And you know what else you might do? You might go into the pregnancy thing with him, too.
Yes, I will do that. I appreciate that suggestion. And the other thing is I'm having her send me the copy of the order, because I've been in domestic law before as a pro se and won. I mean, it's unbelievable that I was able to do that. I won custody of her back in about 94, which is incredible.
I mean, usually supervised custody doesn't mean a 21-year-old babysitter.
And that's the other problem. Yeah, but, you know, I appreciate that recommendation. And what I'm also having her send me is a list of all of the people that are aware of the physical abuse. So I'm trying to get the right information, and so's my daughter. So this great suggestion. That's exactly why I called.
Well, once again, that's not their area of expertise, but...
Yeah.
They're wired into the legal community, and they may be able to give you a name.
Exactly. That's just what we need. We need networking at this point so we can find the right people to help us.
All right.
You're the best.
Oh, good luck, man. Let me know what happens.
Thanks, bud.
Okay. Terminating somebody because they're pregnant. That's just unbelievable. 6:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Back to the phones. Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Glad it's Friday. Hey, here's something to cheer everybody up. 4 months from today, Barack Obama will be nearing the end of his first week in the White House. There you go.
You're the man. You are the man.
Just spark everybody up a little. Hey, you had Tom Hartman on earlier this week.
Right.
And he mentioned something that is getting no play in the news whatsoever. You know, they keep blaming this whole financial crisis on subprime mortgages, and that is not the cause of it. As Tom Hartman indicated, it's the derivatives market.
Right, exactly.
And they're so complicated, nobody understands them, because they're based on very complex mathematical formulas that can only be done by computer. But something that maybe your listeners don't know is the reason there is no regulation, and I mean no regulation, of the derivatives market is because of John McCain, Secretary of Treasury in waiting, Phil Graham.
That's exactly right. Thank you. And most people do not realize that, and you have to keep driving that home. And I wish the Obama campaign would drive it home more.
I know. Why aren't they calling the media every damn day and saying, look, the reason we're in this mess is because of, you know, Phil Graham? Because, you know, like Tom Hartman said, there are derivatives even based on the weather, or, you know, or the probability of some, you know, city council election in Portland, Oregon, or something. It's the banana harvest, you know, as opposed to real futures.
This is the whole thing. This is the whole thing. That nobody wants to get into this. That the speculators that have helped cause this huge problem, why are we turning to them first for the money?
Exactly. I mean, the derivatives market is nothing but legalized gambling. That's all it is. And the stock brokerage firms should not be allowed to participate in the derivatives market. It should not be allowed.
Neither should Well, you know, lending institutions should not be allowed to cross the line either.
Exactly. And so this is to back to our point of and deregulating. Now, this is not to say that the, you know, mortgage market didn't play a part in it. And by the way, there was a great article in Newsweek, I think it was a month ago, talking about how some people had made attempts to try to get some regulation on this stuff. And in particular, the guy that tried it was the former governor of Georgia, Roy Barnes. And Roy Barnes used to be my former father-in-law lawyer, by the way.
that's a small world.
Yeah, and but anyway, the article detailed how Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac went down there to Georgia and shut Barnes down because he was going to force regulations on them that they didn't want. And they spent something like, $8 million to elect that idiot that's down there, Sonny Perdue, governor. And Barnes was a very progressive Democrat for the South, smart as a whip, you know. But people got to understand this connection between this lobbying that goes on by these huge corporations and the results that we get like this.
Well, all you have to do really is look who makes up the McCain campaign.
Well, yeah, I mean, this whole Mark Davis thing, you know, and it finally made the Denver papers, day before yesterday. You know, we've got to break this lobbying chain and something that you've talked about before. I mean, the only true way to do this is public campaign financing. I mean, that's the only way it's ever really, truly going to happen is if we take the private money out of the equation so that we can stop that. And I'm so tired of this money equals free speech argument.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you something. You're absolutely right. I'll tell you, there's another part to this, too. And the other part of it is okay, don't bring up this crap to us about deregulation. Don't bring this crap up to us about the market taking care of itself and let the market take care of itself. And by the way, if we can come up with $700 billion for these folks, then don't tell me that health insurance, universal health care, is not affordable.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, it's no accident that we have the worst financial situation here since the Great Depression, you know, and what have we had the last 8 years? We've had financial policies from the Bush administration that have almost exactly mirrored what was going on in the 1920s.
That's right, exactly.
There's no accident that we've had the biggest shift in income to the top 1% of the country, just like we did in the 1920s. People got to realize
right.
It's not an accident.
Yeah,
it's
right. You know what? You're absolutely 100% right about it. Kurt, I got to run and get some traffic, but glad you called up, man.
Okay, take care.
All right, talk to you. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk, traffic.
Add 5 minutes already getting out of Aurora and into the tech center this morning. 225 showing speeds in the teens and 20s between Parker Road and 25. On I-25, pretty full in the North Metro, especially heading southbound between 104th and 84th, and again after Park Avenue. 270 and 76 also busy, as usual, making the trip across Commerce City. Police investigation still underway at 51st and Peoria. Had an overnight shooting there, and we're also still without an accident on the major freeways. But check this out, a medical emergency westbound I-70 after C-470. I got your mic, Jay. I know you have a little troubles in there. John Turk.
What is going on? This thing won't shut off.
I know. I see you scrambling in there. It's kind of funny. I'll take care of it for you. Don't worry about it. John Turk, AM 760.
Just take the thing and throw it in the trash. Screw it. I don't.
You got it.
Seriously.
All right, let's hit this break.
Call of the Wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. Come explore Backcountry today.
Voting this November, Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm, a proud supporter of AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, volunteers his time to answer questions about voting issues. The O'Sullivan Law Firm is dedicated to helping the seriously injured and is your personal injury advocate. Elections can change your life, and so can a personal injury. Don't leave either to chance. Call the O'Sullivan Law Firm for a free consultation. 303-884-6007. That's 303-884-6007.
It's the JCPenney Big One Day Sale. Get Saturday doorbusters, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Worthington and St. John's Face sweaters for her, $14.99.
55% off men's St. John's Bay casual shirts and fleece. The classic towel, only $3.33. And all day Saturday, save on clearance for the whole family, up to 60% off original prices. At JCPenney, fall fashion is beautiful and affordable. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer in September 27th.
Testing. 1, 2. It's like, high school band or something at the gym. Hello. Okay, 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour. You know, I gave that guy Scott Henderson's number, and that was no accident. Because you want to deal with two guys who have the biggest hearts in the world but can be tough as pit bulls. Then you want Michael Turner and Scott Henderson. They are personal injury lawyers. They are progressive trial lawyers. And they believe in and they support a progressive agenda. And one of the things that they do is they'll duel it out with insurance companies and corporations. Not a problem. They'll fight them tooth and nail. So if you get hurt on the job and your insurance company, your employer's insurance company doesn't come through, you get injured somewhere and the insurance company doesn't come through, you've had a wrong and you're seeking redress of grievance to get it right, if you have trouble with your own insurance company, whatever the situation may be, then what you need to do is you need to call Scott Henderson and Mike Turner, because they'll take care of it. And I vouch for them. They're both good friends of mine. As a matter of fact, Scott Henderson and his wife, Sunny, are coming over to our house tonight to watch the debate. So these guys are good friends of mine. Call the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661. Or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
This year, celebrate Columbus Day with something Columbus never had. Maps of America. And while it's too late for him, right now you can get a TomTom 1130 for $150. TomTom, go confidently.
Mr. Fix-It here every week to help you take care of those home improvement projects, from plumbing to decks, saving on your energy bills, and other things. I'll always have expert help. Mr. Fix-It, Paul McGregor, urging you to join me Saturdays 1 till 3 right here on AM 760.
Animals.
There is a new house in New Orleans.
Oh, I love this song.
They call the rising sun.
Good stuff. 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, nice to hang out with you. Let's see if we can squeeze in another caller here. We'll go to Art in Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you know, all this stuff about the bailout makes me feel heavy. Does it make you feel heavy? Nothing light about it.
Makes me feel sick is what it does. I mean, it makes me feel angry.
But it's reality. Here's an idea, and I want to invite John in on this, too. How would you feel about a new bond? It's called a bailout your country bond, and it's very evident that this is going to hang on for generations because the war is. Would you or John be willing to buy a $50, $100, or $500 bond that you could pass on to your kids, and it came with a certificate that said you helped bail out your country?
No, I would not. But I will tell you what I would do. I would gladly be in favor of giving money if I were to receive shares in these companies in return. But I'm not for bailing out rich speculators who ran off with obscene profits and got us into this situation. The thing that bothers me about all of this is, you know, nobody here is talking accountability. And I want these people who got us into this held accountable.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, that along, with the bond and accountability and criminal prosecution for the speculators.
Well, the FBI is supposed to be looking into it. But you know what? Your idea is not a bad one, but I want shares in these companies in return for the use of my tax dollars. Art, thank you, man. Right. Appreciate the call. All right, coming up, we'll get into more of this. And then at 7:30, we've got Billy M. from Colorado Media Matters about the Rocky Mountain News, which is quickly becoming a fish wrapper. And then at 7:48... Representative Diana Getz, so stick around.
Iraqi government is finally spending some of its $79 billion surplus from oil, a surplus that has grown with the record high oil prices we pay. Where's the money going? A Ferris wheel. It's true. The Iraqi government is going to build a 650-foot Ferris wheel with air-conditioned cars right in the heart of Baghdad. It's enough to make your head spin. John McCain wants America to keep spending $10 billion a month in Iraq when we should be rebuilding America. That's right. With banks failing because of Washington's lax oversight, gas prices soaring, and jobs moving overseas, John McCain will keep spending $10 billion a month in Iraq. After years of Bush-McCain policies taking us for a ride, we just can't afford more of the same.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapandi. A top Democrat says Republicans should get their act together. On the CBS News early show, Barney Frank said Congress won't be able to pass a bill to prevent a financial system meltdown unless unhappy Republicans drop their revolt against President Bush.
The House Republicans came up with their own entirely new plan, and it is an ambush plan.
CBS News correspondent Chip Reed says the Republican opposition represents public anger back home.
They're hearing it from their constituents, where in some districts they're telling us the calls are 100 to 1 against this plan. People do not want a government bailout. They want some kind of free market solution to deal with this problem, but not a bailout.
I'm Steve Kathan. 200 academic economists have signed a petition opposing the bailout plan. They say it's too vague and the long-term effects are not clear. Simon Johnson at MIT is not one of them, but does agree and suggests it could be outdated by the time the ink is dry.
We may be moving beyond the point where that will do the job.
The job is tougher for financial advisors. Most say they're still being flooded with emails and phone calls from worried investors. Frank.
And this late word is just in from the White House. President Bush will have a statement on the rescue plan negotiations about 30 minutes from now. Fresh government figures show the economy didn't grow as much as previously believed in the second quarter. Downward revisions in consumer spending and business investment trimmed growth to an annual rate of 2.8%. The country's biggest S&L has become the biggest bank ever to fail. CBS's Claire Laker tells us Seattle-based Washington Mutual was the latest casualty of ill-advised mortgage loans.
Federal regulators are hoping for a seamless transition after seizing money-losing WaMu, as it's known, last night, and selling its assets immediately to J.P. Morgan Chase for nearly $2 billion.
The bargain basement price leaves stockholders in the cold, but depositors won't lose a penny. The bank is open for business as usual this morning. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, stock futures are down sharply, S&P futures down 25.5 points. To debate or not to debate in Oxford, Mississippi, that is the question. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Frank, the Presidential Debate Commission insists it is planning for curtain time 12 hours from now, but it's still unclear whether John McCain will show up. University of Mississippi political science expert Marvin King says if the face-off happens, image will be crucial.
Who looks presidential? Who sounds like they're up for the job? Who is the person that you feel you'll be able to trust on the first day in office and handle those infamous 3 a.m. phone calls?
For now, the debate commission is waiting for a phone call from the McCain campaign on whether tonight's face-off will happen, Frank.
A Swiss daredevil has done it, sailed across the British Channel on a jet-powered wing and a prayer that he'd land in one piece. Rocket man Yves Rossi needed less than 10 minutes to complete the crossing from Calais to Dover after he was dropped from a plane at 8,800 feet. One of the biggest upsets of any college football season, Oregon State chucked number one USC last night. This is CBS News.
Who's always there for you? Your mum? Maybe, yeah, but sometimes she's a bit chatty with you. Oi, when are you going to get a girlfriend business? Now, GEICO, they're always there for you. They have been for over 70 years. They insure over 8 million policyholders, and their customer satisfaction is at 97%. With GEICO service, no wonder it's the third largest automobile insurance company. Your mum might cook better, but everything else, it's a very close call.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Have you heard the one about the guy who was looking for a good used car and actually finds one? No, really. Well, he got a Honda certified used car. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty from the original in-service date, and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. And now, get low 2.9% APR financing on all Pilot and Ridgeline certified used Honda models. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The governor says it's the right thing to do.
The recent turmoil in the financial industry demands that I take precautionary actions now.
So Governor Ritter has placed a hiring freeze in the state's executive branch, and he's asking to delay state construction projects until the end of January. The governor says Colorado is fortunate to have a diverse economy, but that we are not immune to the financial problems around us. Health officials say they found a second E. coli infection in a child who attended a daycare center in Aurora, but they say she's expected to recover and does not need treatment. Last week, a 3-year-old boy who attended the same center died from E. coli. Arapahoe County has ordered the daycare center to close, saying it had more children than the law allowed. Avon's new Westin is going green. The roof of the Westin Riverfront Resort and Spa in Avon is made of recycled tire rubber, and the employee uniforms are made of seaweed. There are VIP parking spaces for guests driving hybrids. More than half the construction waste in the $500 million resort was recycled or salvaged, and there'll be recycling stations for guests on every floor. And CU's chancellor could be advising the president and Congress on science and engineering policy. President Bush has nominated Bud Peterson for a spot on the National Science Board. Peterson is awaiting confirmation from the Senate. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 loading up downtown on that approach to I-70. Same deal on 2 1/4 as you make the Parker curve towards Dayton and up to I-25 in the southbound direction. Westbound 76 slow from about 74th past 270. Speeds are going to drop into the 20s and 30s through that stretch. Now if you're cruising out to the EIA, picking somebody up, dropping somebody off, catching a flight yourself, security wait times less than 10 minutes, plenty of parking spaces, Pena Boulevard's wide open. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the JCPenney Big One Day sale. Get Saturday doorbusters 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. all day Saturday. Save on clearance items up to 60% off original prices. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Don't miss the JCPenney Big One Day sale because offer ends September 27th.
Smart is as smart invests. That's why the smart money is now in CDs, and there's no smarter CD than one from GMAC Bank. Now get a 12-month CD at a 4.35 annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. Show off your CD smarts. Grow your money while protecting it from market fluctuations. Go to GMACBank.com or call 1-866-2-GM-BANK. Open a CD with as little as $500 and start reaping the benefits. GMAC Bank. Smart. Simple. Safe. Member FDIC.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, okay, we're here. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin reminding you that life is nothing but an accumulation of spectacles. 303-713-7600. Coming up this hour, we're going to hear from Bill Menendez, of the Colorado Media Matters about the Rocky Mountain News, which is quickly becoming a fish wrapper for the right, and also Representative Diana DeGette. But until that time, we'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me, and for most of us, what's on our mind is the bailout. And we're supposed to carry the debate tonight, but who knows if the debate's going to come off. No indication from the McCain camp yet whether he's going to show up after pulling this ridiculous stunt that he pulled, suspending his campaign, which in reality he did not because ads ran and people were still out there working the phones and campaigning for him. He was going to be like the white knight who was going to ride into Washington, D.C. and solve all our problems. But if you read the New York Times this morning, story by Adam Nagorny, what he ended up doing was sitting there at that meeting yesterday like a lump on a log and didn't say three words. So I mean, the wheels have totally and completely come off the Straight Talk Express. I mean, why waste anybody's time with all of this foolishness? And why inject politics into this, too? I mean, I should amend that by saying, why inject a presidential campaign in the middle of something that is contentious and delicate? McCain, to me, look, I don't care politically where you sit. I don't care if you think Barack Obama is like the worst thing to ever happen to the United States of America. You can't tell me, in any way, shape, or form, that this guy's not full of it. Not only with what he pulled, but also with Sarah Palin, who it turns around every single day. Good old Sister Sarah has some kind of problem going on here. The teenage queen always keeps getting caught with something. Here's the latest one from the Washington Post. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, who has made a crackdown on gift-giving to state officials, a centerpiece of her ethics reform agenda, has accepted gifts valued at $25,367 from industry executives, municipalities, and cultural center, whose board includes officials from some of the largest mining interests in the state. The 41 gifts Palin accepted during her 20 months as governor include horrific tributes, expensive artwork, free travel for a family member. They also include more than $2,500 in personal items from Calista, a large Alaskan Native corporation with a variety of pending state regulatory and budgetary issues, and a gold nugget pin valued at $1,200 from the city of Nome, which lobbies on municipal, local, and capital budget matters, this according to documents. About a quarter of the entities bestowing gifts on the governor are represented by one of Alaska's most influential mining lobbyists, who said in an interview that she was not involved in the tributes. But the lobbyist, Wendy Chamberlain, has a relationship with the governor's family through friendship of their teenage daughters. On forms disclosing the gifts, Palin, who's a Republican vice presidential nominee, routinely checked no and asked whether she was in a position to take official action that may affect the person who gave me the gift. And this is according to Senator John McCain's presidential campaign. Okay, Sister Sarah is going to bring us to the promised land. But
I like Saracuda.
Yeah, Saracuda's a good one too. But for a good Bible-toting Christian woman with a beehive hairdo, she seems to have trouble standing up and telling us the truth about anything. Let's go to Jason in Laramie. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you brought up the Bible thumping right there at the end, because I wanted to talk about the bailout. And to all of these righties and everybody out there, you know, if you just read your Bible, you'll read the story where it talks about the servant who owed too much money, couldn't pay it, was given forgiveness, turned around, went and demanded money from another servant who couldn't pay him, and then threw that servant into jail. And when this first creditor found out, demanded to know why he didn't show that other servant the same sort of kindness that he had been given when he had a debt much larger. And that's what we're talking about here. So if anybody's going to get a bailout, then they absolutely must rework loans right down to grandma's house and the orphanage. Everybody gets a loan reworkout on their mortgage in some fashion, because it is unfair and it's just wrong for anybody to demand that they get these, their forgiveness, their debt forgiveness, or help with their debts, and that they don't turn around and give it to somebody else. And, you know, all these fat cats on top, and we know they're there. You know, it's like one of your guests said earlier, the derivatives markets. Yeah, you know who puts that stuff together? Physicists. I know one from the University of Chicago that does, works out these equations for derivatives. It's so complex that nobody can understand it. And then what happens? You have these hedge fund managers who just make money that is obscene. It's pornographic. And what? On our backs. That's our money. Okay, that's us. That's our system here, that they're just taking all of this money away from us. So I think it's about time that we stood up and said, hey, we're going to take all of that back. You know what? No more. No more.
Look, the same... Look, the same Republicans, the same right-wing, fringe right-wing element, the same right-wing element that yells socialism every time you talk about universal health care, a lot of them suddenly seem to be quiet about this idea of corporate welfare.
They don't understand that that's exactly the same thing. They just look at the individual and see that person's getting more than me. That's not fair. But they don't understand that when you gorge the rich, all we're supposedly getting are just the leftovers. And, you know, this is our country. It doesn't belong to Exxon or GM or to any corporation. It belongs to every single individual American out there. And until we stand up and say corporations are not people, I don't care what you say, they shouldn't have First Amendment rights. They shouldn't be allowed to spend money like individuals and enjoy individual rights. But when things go wrong, they don't want to take individual responsibility. You can't have it both ways. If you're going to be a corporate person, then when you mess up like that, you know what? You cease to exist.
I'm shocked. You can't be a corporate person anymore. I'm shocked that nobody here is calling for any kind of accountability. That the folks who got us here need to be held accountable. Why is it once again we're in this situation and there's no accountability?
Because look, you know what? John McCain was with the Keating Five, and let us not forget that Neil Bush was involved in the last savings and loan scandal, which was based on, I believe, something having to do with mortgages or
Silverado.
And here we are again with the same two players, and we're going to trust them with the economy? Are you put the crack pipe down, America, please?
Yeah, listen, it's the whole thing is I don't know what to start.
I'm pulling my hair out, and I'm already going bald as it is. I don't know what to say.
I mean, I don't know what to say. Other than that, if people out there vote for the likes of Bob Schaefer and John McCain, and they want to empower them to run this government, then they're nuts. That's all I'm going to say. They're absolutely crazy. If they tune in and they listen to these guys and they hear them talk this deregulation crap, they are absolutely out of their frickin' minds. That's it. They're nuts.
You can't let Enron run our country. You can't let Exxon run our country because they will run us into the ground. It's been proven. And so we just need to stand up, Jay. And I think this election's the opportunity. I think the people are going to stand up and say, you know what? Corporate bailout means that we're bailing out the individual. We're also going to make sure that everybody's got health care, because don't tell me we can afford $12 billion a month for a war in Iraq and $700 billion to help out the rich fat cats. That's not going to fly no more. When my grandma can't get health care, she had to have her leg amputated because she could always go to the emergency room. You know, emergency room care for diabetes is amputation. But she put it out.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. Jason, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Right. Have a good one.
All right. Let's go to Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I was wondering if there's a chance that you guys could get a hold of the audio tape from the press conference that George Bush gave in 2002, where he sat there and said that they were encouraging Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to relax and or drop all restrictions and or regulations regarding to people with bad credit desiring mortgages for homes and or first home buyers, and that also he said that they shouldn't have just any home. They should be able to have a home as good as anybody else's.
You know, that audio would be great to fish for, and we'll try to get it because it would be great to fish for. And this is another example. I had somebody who's conservative say to me yesterday, well, listen, it's Clinton's fault, and Bush talked early on about doing something about it. And I answered back and said to them, yeah, Clinton did have something to do with it, but who's been in control of things since 1994, and who's been in control of things for the last 8 years? And number two, George W. Bush objected at the beginning of his term to all of this, or even 2 years into his term, how much time has he had to make this a priority and turn it around? What's more of a priority in this country than the economy? And you know what? He hasn't done squat, and neither have any of these other fools.
Right. They're crooks. They're absolute crooks. I believe you might find it on Randy Rhoads' site. She played that clip yesterday. And, I mean, it's pretty overt and obvious that, you know, he's one of the major causes of this.
Oh, of course.
They, you know, and it was to help minorities, the ownership society.
Well, he's done that before. I mean, they've taken things before and done that and twisted it around. That's been the whole administration's hallmark, is this Orwellian behavior of, you know, knowledge is, knowledge is wrong, stupidity is the way to go, dumbing down, picking on people for being elitists, as they so-called Barack Obama, which means that if you have any kind of an education at all, you're an elitist. So what do we want? We want dumb people running the country. We want dumb people. We want a dumb populace. Yeah, that's exactly what they want. Robert, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Yeah, that's what they want, right? Stupidity is power. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and John Turk gives us traffic power.
Like most Fridays, we're lighter than normal on the freeways in Denver. We're also still accident-free at the moment. Do look for minimal delays on southbound I-25 and northbound in Thornton as you on the approach to 84th, rather. Same deal on southbound 225 heading out of Aurora at Parker Road. Northbound side also filling up there, too. Eastbound 270, westbound 76, busy in Commerce City, but speed still pushing into the 40s there. Turnpike also a little sluggish as you're coming into Denver after Pecos Street. One problem to report, a small accident. Westbound I-70 after C-470. Cars are just humming right past that, so not really affecting traffic. Your forecast, sunshine.
What is it, Mittens? Is somebody in trouble? Me? Oh, my checking account because I shop at pet specialty stores? I should go to Walmart because they have the same premium brands at unbeatable prices? Good kitty.
Keeping your furry family members happy and healthy, and keeping yourself happy about the price. With Walmart's unbeatable prices on premium pet products like Purina One, Iams, and Frisky's cat food, and Fresh Step cat litter, you can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
It's the JCPenney Big One Day Sale. Get Saturday doorbusters, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Worthington and St. John's Bay sweaters for her, $14.99. 55% off men's St. John's Bay casual shirts and fleece. The classic towel, only $3.33. And all day Saturday, save on clearance for the whole family, up to 60% off original prices. At JCPenney, fall fashion is beautiful and affordable. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer in September 27th.
And they work very, 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 very hard. And they've got literally hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean late model car, truck, van, or SUVs that you've been looking for. They got it all for you. And Rocky's Autos is also a proud sponsor of local events. And this Friday, which is tonight at Red and Jerry's, Rocky's is sponsoring the Cage Domination Rocky Mountain Bad Boys MMA matches. With 6 title fights and regional talent, doors open at 7 p.m. tonight. Fights start at 8. Tickets available at the door or King Supers. That's tonight at Red and Jerry's, Santa Fe, and Oxford. And next time you think about getting a winterized, reliable automobile, there's only one place to go. Rockies. Stop by 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
I'm David Harper with Money Matters Network. Join us every Sunday morning from 11:30 to noon on AM 760 from Money Matters Network. Learn how you can make Zero your hero. Call us at 800-456-0761.
This year, celebrate Columbus Day with something Columbus never had. Maps of America. And while it's too late for him, right now you can get a TomTom 1130 for $150. TomTom, go confidently.
Yeah, just think about it. Some rich Wall Street speculator rolling around listening to Hendrix in his Lamborghini Gallardo on your tax dollar. That's right. Driving a Ferrari F-150. Yeah, because you don't mind a little pain. As long as you're paying for it. Mostly sunny. High today, 86. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. Jay Marvin here with you on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Just rolling along here, taking phone calls. Got Billy M. from Colorado's Media Matters, and also Congresswoman Diana DeGette, scheduled to come up in the next hour,
sometime within this hour. Let's jump back to the phones here, and we'll go to, well, there's all these great calls this morning. Let's go to Pier in Hartsel, because, boy, we haven't heard from Pier in a while. Pier, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, this is, you know, just the most disgusting of situations. I just can't believe it. And, you know, 2 years ago when the housing market started to melt, I said to my husband, well, why don't they just allow these people to keep their homes, to give them a moratorium for 5 years? Obviously, they can afford their mortgage at this point. So give them a moratorium. In that time, maybe they can come up with some down payment money, or they can sell the home or something. Instead, now we have a glut on the market, you know, and this is all supposedly because of all these houses. And this isn't just because a bunch of people got into houses they couldn't afford. There were all the people that took the seconds out and that sort of thing. What about all these guys from Lehman Brothers and things like that now that are getting laid off? You know, you're going to tell me that these rich guys didn't take out some seconds on their homes? And so what's going to happen with all these people when the, you know, what hits the fan? So, you know, this is just disgusting. And then it's so easy. Let's give them all the money they need to bail themselves out, and still no one around here is going to get anything. We'll never get health care. We'll never be able to fix anything. Yet, you know, if they just gave every person in the United States $100,000, what a stimulus package that would be. They could pay off their credit card debt, maybe put some money down on their homes. They'd spend it. If you didn't have credit card debt or mortgages, you know, you could go someplace. Now, that would be a stimulus package, and it wouldn't cost $700 billion. So, you know, this is just stupidity at its best. It's never worked in the past, and they, I admittedly say that they don't know if it's going to even work now. So, you know.
No, they're not sure. I mean, the question is here, all right, the problem is here is that we can't let it go unattended. So we got to do something. What's the answer? Well, the answer is that Paul Krugman points out today in the New York Times, that somebody has to be an adult in the room here and try to solve this problem and try to figure out the right way to do it instead of us getting stampeded by fear into the wrong way. And if you can't cook something up in 48 to 72 hours, then you're going to have to take longer to do it, because it'd be better to take longer to do it than to turn around and do it the wrong way. And I think one thing for sure is they either have to do two things, in my opinion. One, they have to guarantee us accountability, that they're going to go after these speculators who made all this money, and that those folks are going to have to pay some money back at a higher rate than the rest of us. That's number one. Or even in some cases, if they're caught with fraud or whatever else, confiscate their assets. And then number two, as well as accountability, then the other thing they're going to have to do, I think, is they're going to have to have strict and very tight controls on how things are done and how money is given. So you just don't hand somebody $700 billion. You parcel it out and make people report back to you in 30 to 60 days as to how they've spent it and what they've done with it. And the last thing is, I don't want to hear any more conservatives or right-wingers tell me that universal health care is not an option in this country because we can't afford it.
I agree. And, you know, last night when I went to bed, I put C-SPAN on, and sure enough, the Republicans had walked out on that meeting. They were like, we are not giving them money. And they walked out. They're grandstanding again. And here they are, really the culprits of this, because they are the ones that have managed to ram through the rules that have changed everything that was initially set up to protect us. And now they're like, oh, we are not going to stand for this. And it's like, well, fine, then you tell the American people that lost all their investment why you're doing this.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got this thing with John McCain, where the New York Times reports this morning that McCain flew into town, went to this meeting, he and Barack Obama should have never engaged in this, and except as senators to vote, which, by the way, is something John McCain hasn't done in 5 months. And then John McCain sat in the room like a lump and said nothing.
Well, Barney Franks was hilarious. He said, and we really didn't need John McCain here. He did absolutely nothing.
No, he showed no leadership at all.
Yeah, Barney Franks just trashed him. It was great. So, but, you know, it's so typical. Now the Democrats will get the blame for this, too. And I, like you said earlier, you know, oh, they're already blaming Clinton, you know. Come on.
Well, but see, I don't think, you know what, but the Democrats won't get the blame for this other than the blame they deserve if we do the following things. We stand up and say no and force this country to look at the grand old party and the people involved in it. And number two, we storm the ballot box like there's no tomorrow and throw this administration and throw these people out, get rid of them. And when I'm talking about get rid of them, I'm talking about making sure that people like bulbous Bob Schaefer never make it into office.
Well,
that's what
you.
I'm talking about. I mean, we need to get down on it and get busy.
Where I live, Bob Schaefer signs everywhere. It just
well, those people need to wake up.
Well, hey, like the bumper stickers says, George Bush, I'm the decider in 08. So take
that's
care,
exactly
Jay.
Right. I mean, we cannot let any stone be unturned. I mean, we have to. I know people don't want to hear this. I know times are tight. But if $10 is all you can pony up,
that's right.
If 25,
you know, like
you just got to do it.
That guy that called that one morning, oh, I'm so poor, I can't do anything. Well, you know what? I'm going camping this weekend with a bunch of ladies, and a couple of them are Republicans. And I am going to spend the whole damn weekend lecturing them on exactly what's been going on, because obviously they're so naive. A couple of them are gay. And I'm going, how could you be a Republican and be gay? And you've got to know what's going on. And it's just really the media is half at fault for this. So anyway, take care, Jay.
All right. Pierre, always good to hear your voice.
Bye.
All right. See you later. Let's go to Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Happy Friday.
Hey, you too.
Hey, so I got a couple of quick points. One, and maybe I'm a little too partisan and a little too paranoid about this, but it almost seems like the way they're trying to push this through is trying to get the Democrats to really push this legislation and make it happen. The Times article you were referring to a little bit earlier kind of talked about it, that it's almost like they're trying to get us to do this huge bailout, and then my fear is they're going to use that in ads in October saying that the Democrats are for these massive bailout projects. You know,
yeah, except they'd have a hard time making that stick if there's enough Republicans who sign on to it. How are they going to get away with that? I mean, people would call, well, I don't know, you're right about that. I mean, the media's pretty sleepy, but still, boy, that just, you know, that defies common sense. But you know what? I'm like you, though.
Yeah, and that's my big fear on it is, you know, I think that something needs to be done, but I really agree with Mark Udall's comments yesterday morning. Moving with a sense of urgency and a sense of speed is important, but not moving with a sense of sloppy speed or haste. You know, making sure that if we do something, that it gets done right. And, you know, kind of to a point from one of your earlier callers this morning, it's like, well, you know what? If we're going to do something like this, then, you know, maybe make it a big insurance program where if these banks fail, then the federal government, you know, maybe takes them over, and whoever's in an arm right now gets refinanced at a 5% rate, and then, you know, let the corporations who have done right purchase those lower return mortgages, and then we help out the people and we help out these banks that are in trouble. I mean, the $700 billion is ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous that they're trying to ramrod this through right now, right before the presidential elections. And I really think that the Democrats at this point have the opportunity to say, look, we tried to get something passed. Nothing's happening. We've got 40 days. In 40 days, when we're in control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, we'll take care of the American taxpayer and make sure that these corporations don't get off scot-free.
You know what gets me? That the White House tried the same trick again this time that they have done all along for the last 8 years, except thank God this time people stood up and said, oh, no, wait a minute, we're not going to buy this because you have this record of trying to pull this crap off. And that was scare the hell out of everybody and then then turn around, and not only you know, try to panic people in to agreeing to something that would not be beneficial to the country, and trying to use it to get their way. Hey man, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You bet, Jay. Have a great day.
All right, 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour. John Toik and traffic.
Jay, if every morning could be just like this, traffic's light and shouldn't be any real jams around town, just the usual stop and go happening on 225 in both directions at Parker Road. Southbound 25 also full from 104th down to 84th, and again after I-70. Going to find speeds in the 30s on eastbound 6th Avenue, eastbound I-70, and eastbound US 36. This is you approach I-25, and that police activity wrapped up at 51st in Peoria. Somehow still accident-free around the city. Let's keep it that way, folks. Your forecast, mostly sunny to start the day, and then a few afternoon clouds with possible thunderstorms. Should be pretty warm again, though, with highs in the mid-80s. Same deal tomorrow and Sunday with highs in the lower 80s each day. Currently 61 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When it comes to saving, WAMU gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CD.
It's the JCPenney Big One Day Sale. Get Saturday doorbusters, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Worthington and St. John's Bay sweaters for her, $14.99. 55% off men's St. John's Bay casual shirts and fleece. The classic towel, only $3.33. And all day Saturday, save on clearance for the whole family, up to 60% off original prices. At JCPenney, fall fashion is beautiful and affordable. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 27th.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
AutoZone.
You buy insurance to protect your car, right? But you need to protect against wear and tear under the hood, too.
Get in the zone.
The experts at AutoZone know that day-to-day driving can be hard on your engine. That's why it's important to change your oil on schedule. And right now at AutoZone, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline All-Climate Conventional Motor Oil and a Fram Extra Guard Oil Filter for just $15.99. See store for details. So save big and keep your engine running right. Get to your nearest AutoZone today.
AutoZone.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with you, 735. Did I say that? I did. And the high today, 86, mostly sunny. All right, let's talk to our buddy at Colorado Media Matters, Bill Menendez, better known as Billy M. And we're going to talk about the fact that the Rocky Mountain News is fastly becoming the Republican Party fish wrapper. Okay, you know, once again, the Rocky Mountain News shows its integrity by letting Dick Wadhams say anything you want and never giving a response. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's even worse than that, Jay. Besides not giving a response, they let him, or the story they quote him in, omits significantly important parts of the story that's being told. And in the end, it just ends up serving as Dick Wadhams' mouthpiece. Yesterday, they had a story about a new attack ad that Bob Schaefer's backers are running against Congressman Udall in their Senate race. And it brought up some things about his positions on national defense and things like that. But they then quoted Dick Wadhams as saying that Mark Udall shouldn't be taken seriously on terrorism because he once sponsored a bill to promote a Department of Peace. Okay, well, that's a fair statement to make because he was, in fact, years ago, one of the 53 co-sponsors on Congressman Kucinich's bill to create a cabinet-level Department of Peace. But unfortunately, as you mentioned, not only did the Rocky not get any comment from the other side, which would have been a simple act to balance the story, they also left out the critically important information that after considering this bill back in 2000 and its potential price tag, Congressman Udall dropped his co-sponsorship of the legislation. Congressman Kucinich reintroduced the bill twice in subsequent sessions, and Congressman Udall didn't co-sponsor either one of those. So basically, once he really looked at the bill, he walked away from it and never looked back. The Rocky doesn't tell you that. You know, the Rocky just lets Dick Wadhams grab the microphone or the keyboard in their case, put whatever he wants out there, and it goes unchallenged.
Does Bob Schaefer ever speak for himself?
You know, that would be an interesting project to do a nexus search of all the stories about this campaign and see what percentage of the time he actually is quoted directly.
I mean, Dick Wad is like the whole thing. Why doesn't he just run?
Well, you know, the other day we were trying to come up with a name that combines both of theirs, since they speak through one mouth, kind of like the, I don't know if you're a Lord of the Rings fan, but like the mouth of Sauron comes out and speaks for the Dark Lord. That's the same role that Dick Wadham seems to have for the campaign.
It's just a weird situation. I've never really seen any kind of a race where you have this going on in which the candidate says basically nothing.
Well, for some reason, it's becoming increasingly more prevalent, not just in this race. I mean, in looking at the amount of coverage we do of this one, of the 4th District race, of some of the others that are going on, the spokespeople increasingly are put forth as the voice of the candidate. And personally, I think the candidate should be made to speak for themselves, even if they're spouting a talking point that their spokesman came up with. They should be the ones whose name is out there. It's being attached to the ideas their campaign is asserting. In the case of Dick Wadhams, that's the complete opposite of his MO. He's the one who's out there to be the bad guy, to be the liar, to be the one who throws out, you know, baseless smears about the opponent. And Bob Schaefer can then claim an arm's length relationship. Well, that's Dick Wadhams out there doing that. Here's what I really think. But he never does.
No, he never does. And the Rocky, what is the Rockies, why are they so in love with Dick Wadhams?
I have a hard time figuring out what exactly is behind the pattern that we've documented where the Rocky on numerous occasions injects Dick Wadhams or a quote of his into a story, sometimes where it's not even really apropos, and lets him be the only voice in the story, whether he's speaking for his own candidate, his own party, or they even let him in a story where he speaks and says something about, well, this is what the Democrats are thinking, or this is what the Democrats are doing, without asking the Democrats, is this what you're thinking or doing? I have to chalk it down to just things that I've heard directly from John Temple, the editor and publisher of the Rocky Mountain News, that those kind of details fall in the category of nitpicking. And I would seriously contest that type of thinking. It's important that the reader be given as much credible information as possible, and you can't do that when you're just talking to one side.
Well, why doesn't John Temple just come forward and admit to all of us and be honest about it? Why doesn't he just admit to all of us that that the Rocky Mountain News is basically a house organ of the Schaefer campaign?
Well, that, you know, that's the $64,000 question. And from time to time, the Rocky does rise up and actually provide the type of reporting that it should. I know on one recent story, Lynn Bartles called Dick Wadhams out on a false statement that he had made about, I can't even remember the issue, but she asked him to substantiate it in print, and he could not, making it clear that she had caught him in a lie. But that's unfortunately a distinct minority of their coverage. They need to do a much better job, not only providing just basic balance, but looking behind the things people say and telling their readers, is what this person said true, or is it the entire story? What else do you need to know to form an informed opinion?
Remember the old days when publications used to fact check?
Well, you know, theoretically they still do. I mean, theoretically, if they're following things like the Society of Professional Journalists Code of Ethics, providing accurate information is paramount. And in the old days also, and it wasn't that long ago here in Denver, the newspapers also had ombudsmen who were basically the reader's advocate or the go-between between the reader and the newspaper to ask the questions, well, why wasn't this fact-checked? You know, now that role falls to so-called media critics, of which the Rocky has two on its pages and the Post has none, or outside organizations such as ours. And the newspaper really is not taking any accountability for its own content. It's not taking accountability for fact-checking or for omissions like the one we just talked about with Dick Wadhams and the Department of Peace.
7:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Billy M. here. He's our, he is the editorial director of Colorado Media Matters. And why did they? I mean, maybe we should ask them that. Why did they get rid of the ombudsmans?
I'm guessing it was a budgetary thing, the way it has been. I mean, when you're cutting so much of your newsroom staff, something like an ombudsman, I'm sure, is seen as a luxury. And there are very few newspapers in major markets that have them anymore. I know the Washington Post still does, I believe.
New York Times does, too.
New York Times does, but it's a minority. And who knows, there may be an opening for a credible journalism-backed organization to provide that service to the readers of newspapers as a as an officially sanctioned ombudsperson. Maybe that's a project I should take up. You know, ombudsmen are us. And, you know, the...
Yeah, really. Just contract it out like everybody else does.
Well, exactly. You know, preferably in this country as opposed to, say, you know, offshoring it to Bangalore or somewhere like that, although I'm sure they could do just as good of a job. There needs to be a voice there. And I think budgetary constraints are a reasonable factor in saying we can't afford to pay somebody whose only job is ombudsman. But I think there are other alternatives they need to look at beyond just having a weekly media criticism column, which can't even begin to address the number of content issues that we see in the daily newspapers here.
Now, why don't they run an everyday media criticism column?
Well, you know, with the web, that's possible. They don't have to worry about taking, you know, increasingly scarce print space in the daily newspaper when there could be a space devoted on the website, not only to address corrections, and they don't run anywhere near as many corrections as we find factual errors, but also just peeling back the curtain and say, why did you cover this story this way? Why didn't you put the rest of the information into that article about Dick Wadhams criticizing Mark Udall, and why was that left out? Maybe it was cut for space in the print version, but that needs to be explained to the reader so they know how the paper operates, and they don't have to assume that there's some kind of ulterior motive or agenda. There may be, but as we found out, the vast majority of times when we see this is the result of poor journalism practice, lack of editorial discipline, and, you know, a simple carelessness that lets this stuff get into the media.
All right. To cap this off, I'll bet you a buck. Nah, forget it. That's too cheap. I'll bet you a dinner at the place of your choice that the Rocky Mountain News endorses Bob Schaefer.
Boy, so you're betting they will. I'm betting that they do something surprising, especially given that Vince Carroll has at least one column on record criticizing Schaefer's campaigning tactics.
Well, I don't agree with Vince Carroll, but he's a pretty decent human being. But I'm still saying that once again, I'll bet you they do.
I think you're probably right, but I think the odds are good enough that I'm willing to take that bet you're on.
All right. Because the editorial pages are always more conservative than the rest of the newspaper.
Well, in that paper, they certainly are, and we'll see. We should know soon enough. I think it's going to be interesting, whichever way they go, to see what rationale they provide.
All right, if people want to find out more about your organization, where do they go?
Colorado.mediamatters.org.
All right, Bill, good to have you on, man.
Hey, thanks for having us on, as always, Jay.
All right, talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Billy M. from Colorado Media Matters, and we're talking about the Rocky Mountain News. 7:46, 46 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk with traffic.
Jay, got a disabled vehicle blocking the center lane, southbound I-25 in the tech center as you approach Dry Creek, seeing single-digit speeds back around Orchard, and also a crash reported at Alameda and Sheridan. This involves three vehicles. Other than those two issues, we are in pretty good shape this morning. Just the usual jams on 25-225, I-70-270, westbound 76 in Commerce City, and eastbound 6th Avenue, a little full from Sheridan, up to I-25, but traffic lighter than normal. Your forecast, sunshine to start, a few afternoon clouds, calling for a high of 86. Right now, 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When it comes to saving, WaMu gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CD.
Voting this November, Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm, a proud supporter of AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, volunteers his time to answer questions about voting issues. The O'Sullivan Law Firm is dedicated to helping the seriously injured, and as your personal injury advocate, elections can change your life, and so can a personal injury. Don't leave either to chance. Call the O'Sullivan Law Firm for a free consultation. 303-884-6007. That's 303-884-6007.
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree, or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now that dream is right within your reach.
In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer. Because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus offers you the world-class quality of a CSU education conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certified programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. Classes start every 8 weeks. Enroll now and get an additional $100 off per credit hour. To learn more, go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
It's the JCPenney Big One Day Sale. Get Saturday doorbusters, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Worthington and St. John's Bay sweaters for her, $14.99. 55% off men's St. John's Bay casual shirts and fleece. The classic towel, only $3.33. And all day Saturday, save on clearance for the whole family, up to 60% off original prices. At JCPenney, fall fashion is beautiful and affordable. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney, some exclusion supply. See store for details. Offer in September
27th. Now, 7:49. 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage Intelligent Investment Guidance, Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. All right, Mike, we gotta do this down and dirty because I only got a couple of seconds here.
You got it, buddy.
Because I got Congresswoman Diana DeGette waiting in the wings here. And Okay. Listen, there is reports all over the news here that people are nervous. They're nervous about their money. They're nervous about what's going on. They're not sure what to do. They're calling their... they're calling their banks, they're calling their investment advisors. What can you guys do at Presidential Brokerage that can calm our nerves?
Well, there's a certain amount of nervousness that's probably necessary at this point in time, in all honesty. I don't want to blow sunshine down anybody's neck. The fact of the matter remains, we have what I consider to be more viable answers to your questions than only the stock market being the solution for your investment questions. So give us a call. We'll share those with you. We know how to participate in the stock market, but we know a lot of other investment things that may make sense. You won't know unless you call.
Yeah, because people are saying to me, look, I'm getting a terrible beating in the market. I need to do something. I need some help. And a lot of us just don't know where to turn. I mean, we just don't know where to go. Now, thankfully, Mary and I have found you, but I think more people should find out about you and about Presidential Brokerage. The number is 303-749-2770, 303-749-2770. And, boy, you know, when we get more time on Monday, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Tons of stuff. You're absolutely right. But I'll tell you, playing right into your hands, because I know you have a lot of Democratic leaning, and many of your audience does. Democrats are ready to settle this thing. Now, you may not like the solution, but Democrats are ready to settle this thing today. I'm hoping that both sides of the aisle can come together and get it fixed.
All right, quickly, just real quick. What happens if they don't?
Well, I don't even want to go there. And I quite frankly don't think that's a possibility. It may not be exactly what's been presented on the table right now, but I think it's going to be pretty close, and I think it will get passed. So,
in other words, I'll be able to afford to buy you lunch next week.
I think so.
Well, if
find a way for that anyway.
Well, if it doesn't work out, I got a really good spot picked at the 16th Street Mall if you want to join Turk and myself in selling apples and pencils.
Hey, and I've got my eye on a beautiful Westinghouse box that we could minimize.
Oh, Michael, you are absolutely the best, man. Let me give the number again, 303-749-2770. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you bright and early on Monday morning, and be prepared to come on a little bit early.
All right, sounds good, Jay. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Michael Spear. And where is Diana DeGette? Well, I'll tell you where Diana DeGette is. She's on the floor voting, and so that's what's holding her up. So we may not get her on this morning. And, you know, we may not get her on. And what we may have to do is we may have to postpone it because she's voting on business. And that's what we really want to do. We want somebody who's out there acting and doing their job, not out seeking publicity. And so she is doing her job. Now, there are going to be people out there that are going to say, oh, well, Jay is just padding because he got stood up. No, I'm telling you the honest to God truth. You don't like it, I mean, gorge on it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what's going on. Got no choice but to deal with it. So how many of you are going to be able to have a good weekend this weekend and not sit and worry about all this stuff? Boy, I hope you can get away from it without fretting. Of course, we're going to carry the debate tonight, if there is a debate. It may turn out to be a town hall meeting with Barack Obama. But let's go to Adam in Denver. Adam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going, brother?
Good, going good, man.
Yeah, I'm curious. I got something for you. And last night I'm sitting there listening to one of the Republican senators that came out, and he's against that deal, and I don't blame him. But talking about, you know, that letter that was sent from over 200 economists saying that, you know what, this is not what we need to do, that, you know, we're really... You know,
all right, I got to interrupt you, put you on hold, because I got to go to the congresswoman, so hang on a second. And congresswoman, good morning, and thanks for coming on the program.
Sorry, we're right in the middle of voting, so I'm really happy to be with you. And Ed Perlmutter says hi. He says he was on yesterday.
Yeah, tell him we said hello. Okay. Let's make this as quick as possible.
Sure.
The bailout, your position on it.
Well, I'm obviously still waiting to see the details, which I still haven't seen. I think that the negotiations are moving in the right direction, though. Frankly, I don't think it's been very well explained to the American public that if our finance system in this country falls apart, then what that means for average consumers is they can't get loans to buy their cars, they can't refinance their houses, the value of their retirement accounts go and their college funds go down. So whenever the Secretary of the Treasury and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve say that we are in dire straits, I take notice of that. On the other hand, this proposal that Secretary Paulson made was for no strings attached was frankly the most audacious thing I can even imagine, and probably unconstitutional too. So if we can get protections for the average American, the taxpayer, which Barney Frank, I tell you, Barney Frank, the chairman of the Finance Committee who's doing these negotiations, is the perfect guy we want to do it, because he is smart as a whip, he knows everything, and he is on the side of the consumer. So a lot of the protections that they're demanding, four layers of oversight over the way this money is spent, a tiered system of the money to make sure that we're not giving any more than we need to restore the confidence, protections for homeowners and consumers, issues like that, I think, and limits on executive compensation so that the CEOs of these companies can't take the money we're giving in the bailout and use that for golden parachutes. All of those things, I think, are a really good start, but I need to see the language, which I have. And I guess the conservative Republicans are balking at doing this because, of course, their view of no oversight and tax cuts for the rich has worked so well the last 8 years.
Oh, yeah, of course. And what about accountability? I mean, the people who got us into this mess and the speculators who made money off of this and got rich, are they going to be held accountable?
Well, absolutely. I mean, with the oversight that we're seeing and the other thing is allowing the federal government to take a capital share in these funds so that if they do acquire these loans and hold them for a few years, they can sell them at a profit for the taxpayer. If we structure this deal right, we will not only stabilize our markets and make it easier for our financial system to work, we could well make money for the taxpayers a couple of years down the road.
And what was John McCain's whole thing of coming into town? What did that accomplish?
I frankly thought that just smacked pure politics on his part, and shame on him. Because I'll tell you this, you know, we had a Democratic caucus last night, and we were told that our leadership, the Senate leadership, both sides of the aisle, bipartisan, were very, very close to a deal with the White House. And then John McCain came in, and the House conservatives walked. The House conservatives, and then John McCain made some statement about tax cuts, you know, tax cuts for certain categories of very wealthy investors and deregulation. And then he said he was going to put the deal together. That just sounds to me like somebody who's trying to play presidential politics. And with a crisis of this magnitude, You cannot play politics.
No,
it needs to be a bipartisan effort between everybody.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Representative DeGette, boy, I'm glad you're my congresswoman. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, thanks for taking time out of your busy work schedule.
Well, you betcha, Jay. And next week, after I hope I get home, let's sit down and talk about how the dust settled at the end of the session and what we can look towards throughout the election the next year.
All right, you got it. Thanks.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Uh-huh. All right. Great woman. 7:58. More coming up with Christy Harvey. Stick around.
To make decisions. What happens if you choose the wrong thing? Well, right now with Comcast, if you choose, you can't lose. During the Comcast Fall Blowout, Comcast Digital TV, high-speed internet, and digital voice are all on sale. Each service is just $35 a month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three. The choice is yours. Comcast Digital TV comes with on-demand, so you can watch thousands of movies and shows whenever you want. Comcast high-speed internet brings you a super-fast connection for surfing and downloads. And Comcast Digital Voice offers unlimited local and nationwide long-distance calling from home. It's your choice. Pick the deal that's right for you. Already have Comcast? Then add new services and save. Comcast Digital TV, high-speed internet, and digital voice, each for just $35 a month for 6 months. But hurry, this sale ends October 21st. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new services only. After 6 months, regular charges apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Call for details.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. President Bush says he's confident Democrats and Republicans will save a financial system rescue bill before it's too late.
We are going to get a package passed.
That bill is in danger of failing because Republicans are in rebellion against it. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby says it's a bad deal.
Well, let's say that we did nothing. The markets will correct themselves. It might be better than putting $1 trillion worth of debt on our children.
CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller.
Despite obstacles in Congress, especially from members of his own party, President Bush served notice that he remains determined to get a plan enacted to bail out the financial markets.
There are disagreements over aspects of the rescue plan, but there is no disagreement that something substantial must be done.
In a brief statement to reporters outside the Oval Office, Mr. Bush said sometimes the legislative process is not very pretty, but Congress will rise to the occasion.
The credit crisis is a threat to the economy because it's made almost impossible for businesses and consumers to borrow money. Cape Coral, Florida mortgage broker Michael Pfaff says even well-heeled borrowers have to jump through hoops to get a loan.
They're asking for a great deal of documentation. They are using every excuse they can get to ask for more questions and being more careful, and they're denying loans.
Ill-advised loans have sunk the country's biggest savings and loan. Last night, the government took control of Seattle-based Washington Mutual and sold the bank's assets and deposits to J.P. Morgan Chase for a relative pittance of less than $2 billion. Depositors can breathe easy since they won't lose a penny.
They've always been a good bank to me, so I'd much prefer to not have to go open a new account somewhere.
But the sale wiped out WaMu's stockholders and put workers like John Grayville in a tough bind.
When a large company gets bought out, you wonder about your job. Our head's going to roll. You just don't know.
The fragile state of rescue bill negotiations and the WaMu failure have Wall Street traders walking on eggshells. After 30 minutes of trading, the Dow Industrial Average is coming back a bit, but it's still down 54 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down about 30. Tonight's presidential debate is still on in Oxford, Mississippi, but John McCain says he'll stay in Washington unless a financial rescue deal is in place. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour suspects McCain will change his mind.
I expect him to, and I expect us to have a debate tonight, 8 o'clock, that 80 million Americans are going to watch.
One of Hollywood's brightest young stars won't have to face drunken driving charges.
No, 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 Dad! Oh, you guys.
body change.
Transformer star Shia LaBeouf won't be charged in connection with the July traffic wreck that badly damaged his hand because prosecutors don't have enough evidence to make the case, but he could lose his driver's license. Hard times may be tempting more Americans to drown their sorrows. Executives at the company that sells Chivas Regal say liquor store sales are up. This is CBS News.
Did you know that Geico insures more than cars? It's true, they cover tons of other things, like hot air balloons, unicycles, and roller skates. Nah, I'm just messing with you. But Geico can help insure lots of other vehicles, though, like motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, personal watercraft, boats, and pogo sticks. I'm only kidding about the pogo sticks, but seriously, just so there's no confusion, Geico now offers insurance on more than just your car.
Geico, saving you money on insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you. Visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
How to make your windows green. Step 1. Put down the green paint. Step 2. Pick up Energy Star qualified windows from the Home Depot. Watch as they save you up to 15% on your energy bill. Step 3. Enjoy your new green windows and the green left in your pocket.
Save even more with lower prices on hundreds of items throughout the store. Plus, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Fast Track's original $4.7 billion price tag has skyrocketed to nearly $8 billion, but the most popular option at a public hearing last night on the transportation project's budget problems, a tax increase. Other options included cutting the project back or extending the project from its scheduled completion date in 2017 to as late as 2034. Governor Ritter calling for a delay in construction projects and implementing a hiring freeze in his office to save taxpayers at least $85 million.
We must be responsible stewards of the taxpayer dollars. Colorado is not immune from what's happening around us.
Ritter says state revenues for July and August were on target, but he says his office is keeping a close eye on September numbers to see how the economic slowdown impacts Colorado. A scooter recall, about 103,000 Chinese-made Razor Power Wing scooters, recalled after four people received cuts that required tendon surgery. A green resort in the mountains. Avon's new Westin is going green. The roof of the Westin Riverfront Resort and Spa, made of recycled tire rubber, and the employee uniforms are made of seaweed. VIP parking spaces for guests driving hybrids, and more than half the construction waste in the $500 million resort was recycled or salvaged. And CU's chancellor could be advising the President and Congress on science and engineering policy. President Bush has nominated Bud Peterson for a spot on the National Science Board. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
I-25, very slow on that approach to 104th past 84th, then again downtown with the delays. Eastbound C-470 will bog down a little bit between Broadway and Quebec. The sun's not helping out that stretch. There's a couple highway crashes that may slow your roll. I-25 and Colorado 7 to the north, as well as on I-70 just east of Wadsworth. Crews have cleaned up a stall in the tech center on I-25, so speeds are picking up at Bellevue as you're making your way southbound. There's a surface street wreck, sounds like a bad one, at Alameda in Sheridan. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When it comes to saving, WAMU gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CDs.
It's the JCPenney Big One Day Sale. It's Saturday doorbusters, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Worthington and St. John's Bay sweaters for her, $14.99. 55% off men's St. John's Bay casual shirts and fleece. The classic towel, only $3.33. And all day Saturday, save on clearance for the whole family, up to 60% off original prices. At JCPenney, fall fashion is beautiful and affordable. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 27th.
Open a CD with as little as $500 and start reaping the benefits. GMAC Bank. Smart. Simple. Safe. Member FDIC.
The strangest thing about George Bush, he begins to speak and the words start down. But then, inside his head, he hears the bell of an ice cream truck.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 86. Here she is, way up north, north to Alaska. She's leaving for a couple of days for Alaska. She's moving there permanently to take Sarah Palin's job. Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress, the world's largest resume. We don't have time to read it all off. Christy, are you there?
I am here. This is the last time you'll hear me from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and then we're going to have to do it on the phone, I guess, right?
At first, but I have been trying to talk to a couple of the stations up there and might be able to get some ISDN time there.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Listen, why don't you just put an ISDN box in your house?
Because it's expensive.
You know what? They're not that expensive.
Really? Oh, maybe I'll look into that, too. But at this point, I need to buy dishes first.
What?
I have other expenses.
You're going up there without any dishes?
Going up there without any dishes.
Oh, you're going to go native on us.
It's really...
You're going to, like, skin your salmon in your backyard and eat it off?
I'm going to grow my own pottery and make some dishes up there. No, it was too expensive to ship a lot of stuff, so we're buying... It's cheaper to buy some stuff up there. And I thought dishes and glassware, it would break anyway, so...
How do your parents feel about you going to Alaska?
They're getting slowly on board.
Okay.
They weren't... Too fond of it at first, but then I explained how great the fishing was, and so now they're planning to cruise up. They're going to take one of those cruises.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, because there's one that stops in Anchorage, then goes up the coast of Alaska for 6 days, and then comes back to Anchorage, and then back to the States, or the lower 48, I guess. And so they're just going to get off in Anchorage and stay there back on.
So what made you decide to move to Wasilla?
It's actually 30 miles from Wasilla.
What? Yeah. Are you planning on running for mayor?
Stranger things have happened, I guess we've seen over the past few days. But, yes, I already have my list of things that Cap wants me to do while I'm there. And first is to go take a picture of myself when I can see Russia that I can then be our new foreign policy expert. And I want to take a picture with the taxidermied bear at the Ted Stevens International Airport.
Unbelievable.
Girls got to have dreams, you know?
Where, if we had 4 hours, we could not cover all the ground of what has gone on since the last time you and I talked.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've got some budget updates, stuff about the bailout that happened last night that I am dying to talk to you about.
All right, let's go.
Craziness. So I leave work last night around 5 o'clock and, you know, had some things going on. And when I leave work, there is a compromise. Chris Dodd has come out and said, we have figured out what to do with this bailout. And it's bipartisan, and everybody got into a room and figured out that we're going to allow the $700 billion, but we're going to parcel it out in chunks to make sure it's working and to have some oversight. We are not going to allow CEOs to have their crazy compensations if they want in on this plan. And, you know, stuff like this. And so I thought, okay, good. You know, it's been settled. Now we can move forward. Well, I guess all crazy heck broke loose less than an hour after that when top Senate and House leaders got together with Barack Obama, with President Bush, with John McCain. And according to people who were in the room or people who are just gossiping about it this morning, it was crazy. President Bush, it turns out, lost all control of the meeting. And
why does that surprise you?
Oh, my gosh. And just had no idea what was going on. And yesterday, Paul O'Neill, the former Treasury Secretary, went on ABC News and said that President Bush is in a dead panic and in trouble because he doesn't understand how this stuff works anyway, which, you know, didn't really throw my heart. But then the House Republicans come out with this whack job new legislation that they want instead of the bipartisan compromise that's on the table and been decided upon, and they put forward this new quote-unquote plan. Ask me what's in this plan, Jay.
Christy, what's in this plan?
Corporate tax cuts.
Yeah,
that's their solution.
I knew it. I mean, I knew
corporate
it.
Corporate tax cuts.
What planet are they on?
Corporate. I saw this email flurry go around last night, and I thought, you've got to be... I had to read it 5 different times to make sure that I understood what was happening.
And then, and then if you read the New York Times this morning, John McCain just muddled the whole thing up and sat there like a lump on a log and didn't say anything.
He never spoke. It was talking about how Barack Obama was, quote, peppering Hank Paulson with questions, and how is this going to work, and what happens if this happens, and really just sort of rolled it up his sleeves and got in there. And according to reports, John McCain never once opened his mouth. And he left at 6 p.m. before the meeting was over because he had to go home and make calls. I'm like, who are you calling? This is this is it. This is what you suspended.
Well, he's calling his banker.
Oh, my goodness. And this is something, a little teeny detail that I don't think anyone's really seized upon yet, but I knew you would like it, Jay. You were allowed to bring staff with you to this big meeting last night. So Barack Obama brought Senate staffers. he brought his econ team from his Senate office. John McCain brought campaign staffers. And it's just a teeny little detail, but I think it's huge. And I don't think anyone, you know, they just sort of said it in passing on the news, and they mentioned it in passing, and I think the Washington Post this morning, and didn't really talk about what that meant. But I think that is absolutely huge because, you know, you've got Barack Obama bringing his work staff, the people who know what's going on with the economy, who've been studying this, you know, for months, if not years now, and you've got John McCain bringing with him the guys he's got to help him win the election. And, you know, it may not seem like much, but I think that's really big.
Right, and he's supposed to be suspending his campaign, which he never did.
Oh, did you see his staffers were all over the news yesterday? I counted personally five different appearances on the cable shows.
He was still running ads.
Yeah.
And his volunteers, his ground forces, were still making calls.
Okay, I got one.
So he lied about that, too.
One more detail that's going to make your head explode. It also came out that John McCain hasn't read the bailout plan yet.
Oh, yeah, it's only 3 pages long, and earlier in the week he said, I can't comment on it because I haven't read it.
Yeah, I can read it aloud to him. It would take 4 minutes.
It's like 3 pages long. What are you saying? That this is the most important thing, and you have... You know what I maintain? Here's what I maintain.
Okay.
If he wins the presidential election, there is something desperately wrong with our democracy. That's number one. And number two, I think, and I haven't heard anybody else say this, but I really believe it, I believe his campaign is imploding. I believe he has lost all control, that he's not on the planet, that the whole thing has gone haywire. Now he's got himself in a damned if you do, damned if you don't position.
Oh, absolutely.
With the debates. What is he going to do tonight? He's going to show up.
He has to show up at this point.
And
he really does.
And then Obama's just going to scorch him for all of this. I mean, Obama's not going to let this go. Axelrod and Fuff and Obama are not that stupid. I mean, they're going to, like, take it to him over this.
Oh, well, they have to because, you know, if you do believe and understand that this is the most important thing, top priority in the country right now, this debate could not be more important.
You know, if Barack Obama called me and said, Jay, used to know you're from Chicago. Just thought I'd call and get a media person's perspective.
Uh-huh.
What do you think I ought to do? I'd tell him, you know what I'd do? I'd get up there and rip McCain's throat out.
Well, I think that he is, the reports so far have said that he is planning to be, quote-unquote, fiery. So I do like that. Hey, did you see, this is so bad, did you see who John McCain had standing in for his for Barack Obama and his debate prep?
No, who was it?
This is, I found this so offensive that my head exploded, but I've calmed down. Michael Steele, the African-American.
Oh, for crying out
loud.
Yeah, right, who got his head handed to him.
He's not known as a debater. I was like, are you kidding me? You just decided to find an African-American and that's your debate prep? Don't you find that offensive?
No. You know why? Because I find that typically to be them.
I just thought that was so weird.
No, I don't think it's weird at all. 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. No, I don't find it weird at all. I mean, that's how they look at life. That's how they look at life. I mean, look at the way they treat Sarah Palin.
Oh.
You know, it's like the old man is teenage bride.
Oh, it's very strange. But this is not me speaking with my Center for American Progress hat on because I'm going to sound a little crazy now. This is just my personal theory. But did you hear what date they were floating? McCain said, I want to suspend and I want to delay the debate,
right.
But that's okay. I know when we can have it. Let's delay this debate and postpone it until October 2nd.
Right.
Which is when Sarah Palin's supposed to be debating Joe Biden. I was like, really? That's your solution? And so then I decided in Crazy Christie Land that was what this whole thing was about, trying to figure out how to keep Sarah Palin from having to share the same stage with Joe Biden.
I think that's absolutely what it's about. I don't think that they want to put her up there. I think that they would do anything to get out of it because look at her with Katie Couric and with everybody else. She hurts herself.
Well, a couple of her answers that I was watching about, you know, her... There are foreign countries that border the state that I am executive of. I was like, you could just be up there saying, like, kittens, chocolate ice cream 12, and it would make as much sense. Like, she could not make sense to save her life in that interview.
Well, it's like, I don't know, but I'll sure get the answers to you.
Right.
Like, that's acceptable?
Well, and I loved because Katie Couric actually had to have an addendum at the end of the interview because she said to Sarah Palin, you are saying that you don't want to... talk to Iran without having conditions. You want to set these conditions before going into these talks. Henry Kissinger, on the other hand, has said that he thinks talks should proceed with without these pre-existing conditions. How do you, you know, justify that? What do you think? And Sarah Palin said, of course Henry Kissinger doesn't believe that. Of course Henry Kissinger thinks there should be conditions set before the talks. And Katie Couric said, well, no, he's come out and said that he doesn't think that. And Sarah Palin said, you know, no, Henry Kissinger thinks exactly as I do, and we talked about it, and, you know, that's that. And so I guess the Katie Couric staff called Kissinger during the interview, and at the end of the interview, Katie Couric straightened the camera and said, we've talked to Dr. Kissinger, and he has said he thinks the talks with Iran should proceed without conditions.
She's so bizarre.
It was
woman.
Just, I was like, anybody with Google could find that yeah. out.
Well, you know, Sarah, I really find you attractive, but I don't think you have much of a head for foreign policy. Maybe you should ask me about what happened in East Timor. You know, it's like, and Kissinger is such like, I mean, God,
that's
right.
Kissinger impression is really creepy.
You know, they should try me for war crimes. They should try him for war. I mean, look what he's done.
Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Kissinger. Like your hair, Sarah. You know, it's like, oh, my God. All right, hang on a second. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turcoid with the traffic.
Turcoid, I like that one, Jay. Highway's pretty full around the city, but speed's better than we're used to. Stop and go in the usual spots on southbound 25, coming into downtown, as well as up in North Glen and Thornton. 2 1/4 also full, heading southbound at Parker Road. A few accidents that aren't really affecting traffic. Northbound 25 at 168th, or that's the Highway 7 exit to Broomfield. Eastbound I-70, west of Wadsworth, and off the highways at Alameda and Sheridan. That one involves 3 vehicles. Also have traffic light failures reported downtown on Park Avenue West at Blake Street. That's by Coors Field, where unfortunately there won't be any postseason baseball this year, Jay. That really stinks. Your forecast, sunshine to start.
It's the JCPenney Big One Day Sale. Get Saturday doorbusters, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Worthington and St. John's Face sweaters for her, $14.99. 55% off men's St. John's Face casual shirts and fleece. The classic towel, only $3.33. And all day Saturday, save on clearance for the whole family, up to 60% off original prices. At JCPenney, fall fashion is beautiful and affordable. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer in September 27th.
Have you or someone you know been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense? Even when the Constitution seems to be a thing of the past, you do still have rights. In some cases, you have as little as 7 days to protect those rights, and I have the experience to help. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. My service promise to you is that I will treat you with the compassion and respect that you deserve. Don't ignore your trouble and hope it will get better. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, at 303-501-1800. 303-501-1800. Or visit my website now at the letter J, buckleylaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. DUIs carry serious consequences. Don't try to fight the system alone. Call the Law Office of John Buckley now.
They've got it all, and they'll do it as low as $4.99 per eye, while their competition is still charging thousands of dollars per eye, using the same or, in some cases, inferior technology, because nobody's got what Icon's got. And they give you great service before, during, and after your procedure. They've done 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So set up a free custom vision evaluation today to determine whether you're a candidate for LASIK eye surgery. Simply visit them at their Denver location. You can't miss it. Mexico and Colorado, big sign out front. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or call them at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Dr. Anderson and the gang at Icon really know how to make it happen. And I'm living proof of that.
I have high cholesterol. Now I'm eating well and staying active. Guess what? Walmart is doing their part to lower my numbers, too. I can get a 3-month supply of my prescription for just $10. So instead of spending more time picking up my medicine, I spend more time picking up my grandkids.
Hi, Grandma. The Walmart Pharmacy Prescription Program includes hundreds of popular medicines. A 90-day supply of prescription drugs is now $10. Up to a month's supply is still just $4. Save money, live better. Walmart. Restrictions apply. See Walmart.com or your pharmacist for details.
Ace is helping you spruce up around the house for fall with great deals. Now through Monday, buy 5,000 square feet of Ace Green Turf Lawn Winterizer or Fertilizer on sale for $10.99 and get an extra $3 mail-in rebate. Limit one. Or Ace Royal Paint, starting at $19.99 a gallon. Now with an extra $5 mail-in rebate. Limit 10. Ace, the helpful place.
Sale price is good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details.
8:23, 23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a progressive talk, mostly sunny, high today 86, J. Marvin, Radio Rebelde, and Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress. You know, I like Ace Hardware, I go there all the time, but that whistling tune, they could use that in Guantanamo. Don't you think? All right.
That's not exactly how I thought you were starting the segment. That was pretty funny.
All right, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin busted again. Now, she claims that she parades around the country claiming that she's a reformer, that she's against earmarks, that she has high ethical standards, that she leans on the Alaska government employees not to take gifts. The Washington Post says that she accepted $25,000 in gifts.
Wow.
Why does this not shock anybody?
Yeah, the only shock is only $25,000?
One of the things she got was she got a gold-nuggeted pin valued at $1,200 in the city of Nome.
Okay.
$1,200 is not that expensive. I mean, how big was that pin? Like the size of a pinhead? I don't know. Maybe the price of gold is low there. About a quarter of the entities bestowing gifts on the governor are represented by one of Alaska's most influential mining lobbyists,
mm-hmm.
who said in an interview that she was not involved in the tributes, but she has a relationship with the governor's family through the friendship of their teenage daughters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, we're supposed to, like, believe that?
Well,
which daughter is that? Is that the one that's pregnant?
I'm not sure, actually.
And if they did have a kind of relationship, what was that about? I mean, in other words, did this woman lobbyist, I mean, did she say, okay, you know, if you don't, well, never mind, we don't want to go down that road. But you know what I'm saying.
Well, and 23 of the gifts that she took took in the first few months of taking office, when her big thing was ethics reform and trying to stop people from taking gifts. And then she also accepted, I think, 18 other gifts after that law was passed in July 2007, and the law forbade the executive branch officials from taking gifts from, you know, lobbyists and other people that had interest pending with the state. So she was taking gifts when she was trying to pass the law that said no gifts, and she took gifts after she passed the law that said no gifts. So I guess maybe she is of the mind that the law just doesn't... Maybe she took a page from the Dick Cheney White House where the law doesn't apply to the executive.
Well, she's on the stump parading this stuff around.
Right.
About how she's Miss Ethics. You know what I can't get past? And people were down on my case about this. What I can't get past is, you have a guy. He's a teenager. He apparently gets in the back seat of a car with a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Or a motel. Or a space heater and a sleeping bag. I don't know. Anyway, so they have sex. And he gets her pregnant.
Right.
And his reward is he gets put on the stage of a major political party's campaign, and everybody cheers him. You know, I'd like to get a reward like that in my life.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
You know, I mean, it's like, why do people, where's the religious right? And the evangelicals and all these people who scream about all this stuff about sex, how come they have nothing to say about Sarah Palin's daughter?
Right. Well, and you know who's pointed that out is Lynn Spears, Jamie Lynn Spears' mom, the Britney Spears mom.
Yeah, because everybody trashed Jamie Lynn Spears.
And she's in Newsweek this week saying, why was my daughter, quote-unquote, crucified, and this daughter is applauded? I don't get it. Which I thought was just sort of amusing.
I mean,
she's getting into the thing.
I mean, I want to wear a button around that says I survived the Nixon years, but and I thought that those were bad. But nothing is as crazy as this campaign and this ticket on the GOP. I mean, Right. If I remember the GOP, I just wouldn't even show up to vote. What's the point? If this madman gets into office, we're all in trouble. I'm moving to Paris.
Oh, Paris?
Yeah. Texas. No, I'm just kidding. do you think, in your wildest...
Well, here I thought I was getting away from it all, you know?
In your wildest dreams, do you think that John McCain and Sarah Palin could actually win?
Yes, I do.
How bizarre is that? What is that? Is that a comment on the American public? What's that a comment on?
I mean, the polls have closed up again.
Well,
and
how? Why?
I don't understand it. I think that it's just really, really weird.
Well, what's the buzz in Washington about this?
Well, I think that the buzz is just people are kind of confused. I think that especially the debate tonight and the debate between Sarah Palin and Joe Biden on October 2nd are going to be huge, because it's going to be the first time that most of the American people will be able to watch. I think there's going to be a disconnect for a lot of people seeing the difference between style and substance. And I think that is going to, especially for people who, you know, think Sarah Palin's cool because she hunts, or, you know, John McCain has gravitas because he's old. And I think that people are going to clue in once they see, you know, head-to-heads between these candidates as to how the candidates really believe and things like that.
I think the McCain campaign is passing out bags of rock. That's what I think, and then you'd be investigated immediately.
Oh, well, you know that Alaska is, I think, number one in the nation for crystal meth, so.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, all the McCain supporters have, like, teeth falling out and, you know, wear wife-beater T-shirts, and the police are constantly having to go to their trailers for domestics.
Jay Marvin, you are mean.
That's what it's got to be. That's what it's got to be, though, right?
I don't know. I actually, believe it or not, have friends who are McCain supporters, and it just blows my mind.
I mean, they
look so normal.
And they chatter endlessly about nothing, and they stay up all night smoking cigarettes and watching infomercials. No, I mean, that's it. They got to be cooking it in their closet. How can anybody vote for this guy?
I think you've got those same people. You know, President Bush does not have a zero approval rating. There are still people in this country who think he's doing a heck of a job.
Well, those people are taking massive amounts of heroin.
It makes absolutely no sense. And this credit thing and this financial bailout is really starting to freak me out, because I keep thinking, you know, this is the exact time that no one noticed when this happened with the invasion of Iraq. I think everyone was still all freaked out about 9/11 and let what happened then happen. But right now, people can stop big mistakes from happening. And we're watching these mistakes, you know, start to happen in slow motion. It's like a train wreck. Oh, my God, the Republicans are calling for corporate tax cuts and more deregulation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, their constituents are all on heroin. They should all go to methadone clinics. I mean, when the pollsters call their houses on the phone, they're nodding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll vote for him. Okay. You know, with an eyedropper and a spoon at their side.
It'll be interesting.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry you're going to Paris, but I'll come visit you. How's that?
Well, I don't know. I think Barack Obama's going to win, and I think the only person going to Paris is probably going to be Sarah Palin. That's if Troopergate doesn't get her. All right, so you're moving. When are we going to be hearing from you again?
Hopefully next week.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it'll be over the phone, at least for next week, but I leave tomorrow at 7 a.m., and... I'm getting off the plane and having my photograph taken at Ted Stevens International Airport. And then, I'm in Alaska. But my boyfriend's been up there for a few weeks already, and he's set up my office. So I have internet access. I've got two computers that I'm taking with me. I've got a phone line. I've got a little TV so I can monitor stuff from the office. So I'm all set.
Oh, there you go. And you need to post that picture on your Facebook page.
Oh, heck yeah. You know it. Plus, I'll send you the link, but I'm going to start sort of an Alaska blog. And just everything, the chatter on the ground about Sarah Palin and things that I've heard and that are different, as well as, you know, pictures of me field dressing a moose.
Well, I wrote on your Facebook wall. Did you see that?
Not yet. I'll go look.
Yeah.
Was it nice? You always write mean stuff on my Facebook wall.
It was mean.
You always punk me. It's like having a big brother tease me on my Facebook wall. I'm like,
It was mean.
Of course it was mean. I'll go check it out.
All right, have a safe flight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Fantastic. Talk to you next week.
Okay, see you later. Off to Alaska she goes, 8:32, 32 minutes. I should have asked her if she was going to chew walrus blubber. Is that what they, or is it whale blubber that they chew?
Whale blubber, I believe.
It's not walrus blubber?
But I think that's also in just like chewing gum, too.
Well, how would you know?
I've heard stories. I don't chew chewing gum very often.
You don't? Why?
No, I don't know. I probably need to. Especially since I've taken up coffee in the morning. Cigarette breath and coffee breath.
Well, you can chew gum and it'll pull the fillings out of your molars.
That has happened.
I know it, me too.
It happened to me a few years ago.
Oh, jeez, man. I can't stand that.
Then getting them filled back in.
Oh, or biting.
Because mine was all metal. Now they got that white stuff they fill it with, that white plastic.
Right. Or biting into an olive and having the pit crack your teeth.
That's no fun.
No. All right, 8:33, 33 minutes after the hour, John Turk with traffic.
Jay, in Wheat Ridge, a crash eastbound I-70 just before Wadsworth. Going to see brake lights back around Ward Road, but speed's still pretty decent through there. In Adams County, also have an accident northbound 25 at Highway 7. That's the Broomfield exit. It's blocking the right-hand lane, and we're seeing small delays back where E-470 hits the interstate. Heading south on 25, going to be tough on the normal spots like 104th to 84th, and again from 48th down to Spear. But really the highway's a lot looser than we're used to seeing. Also checking a wreck in West Denver off the highways at Alameda and Sheridan. Your forecast, mostly sunny to start the day, then a few afternoon clouds with possible thunderstorms. Should be pretty warm, too, though, with highs in the mid-80s. Same deal tomorrow and Sunday with highs in the lower 80s each day. Currently 65 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Quality Mitsubishi, get a new Mitsubishi with nothing down and get 0% financing for up to 72 months on select vehicles. And at
Hi, this is Joe Shirley, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
It's the JCPenney Big One Day Sale. Get Saturday doorbusters, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Worthington and St. John's Bay sweaters for her, $14.99. 55% off men's St. John's Bay casual shirts and fleece. The classic towel, only $3.33. And all day Saturday, save on clearance for the whole family, up to 60% off original prices. At JCPenney, fall fashion is beautiful and affordable. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer in September 22nd.
From plumbing to decks, saving on your energy bills and other things, I'll always have expert help. Mr. Fix-It Paul McGregor urging you to join me Saturdays 1 till 3 right here on AM 760.
On October 17th, Oliver Stone invites you to witness the unbelievably true story of George W. Bush.
God wants me to run for president.
You must be joking.
And a few of his friends, Carl Rove.
What about axes and weasels?
Don't get cute, Carl.
George Sr.
Ruined the Bush name.
Get out of my life!
Laura Bush.
You're a devil in a white hat.
Dick Cheney.
Enhanced interrogation technique utilized fear scenarios.
You mean like pulling out their toenails?
W. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 17th.
I'm David Harper with Money Matters Network. Join us every Sunday morning from 11:30 to noon on AM 760 from Money Matters Network. Learn how you can make Zero your hero. Call us at 800-456-0761.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, Radio Rebelde. Mostly sunny, high today 86. And I want to send you the Great American Beer Festival. That's October 9th through the 11th at the Colorado Convention Center. And here you go. Answer this trivia question. It's really simple. You got to call this number, 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760. Who is the mayor? Who is the mayor of Wasilla, Alaska?
That's complicated, isn't it? Well, you know, it's a McCain supporter level type question. 303-631-2760. Okay, first correct answer walks away with it. I'm going to talk to David Williams. He is a senior fellow from the Colorado Independent. He is our special guest. He's going to talk about the tricky language and the differences between Amendments 52 and 58. He's a longtime reporter from the Vail area and is a freelancer, and his stuff's appeared in the New York Times, Chicago Tribune, Denver Post, Aspen Daily News, LA Weekly, Powder Magazine, Skiing Magazine, 5280, and United Hemispheres. And already, David, I'm jealous because you've been in all those publications and you have this great writing skill.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
You don't want to answer that?
You cut out on me right before you asked that question.
And I was going to say, I named off all the publications you've been in, so I was going to say I'm immediately jealous because you have this great writing skill and you've been in all these publications.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a freelancer, so basically you go where the money is. But it's, Vail is a good place to be a freelancer, and there's a lot of issues, critical issues impacting the environment and public lands up here, and then some fun stuff like ski riding. So,
boy,
it's a good time.
We got to exchange emails. I got a great story for you to do.
Right.
And I'm sure you get that from a lot of people, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, but mine's really unique, and it's about somebody else, not about me. So I need to get your email address. Okay, anyway, let's get into this. The language in the Amendments 52 and 58, they're tricky, they're different. And first of all, explain to, because I keep getting all of this email about people like, when are you going to go over the amendments, and they don't understand them. 52 and 58, what are those about?
Well, both of them deal with the oil and gas severance tax, which is what the oil and gas industry pays when oil or gas is severed from the ground. And 58 would basically, the big brouhaha over that is it actually a tax increase, or is it a rollback of tax subsidies that the industry has enjoyed for some 30 years, which were put in place to attract the industry and bring them to the state. The answer basically is that it's both. It would roll back that subsidy and increase taxes on the industry and pump about $321 million additional revenue into the state, 60% of which would be used on in-state college and university scholarships. Another 15% would go toward wildlife protection, habitat protection. Another 15% is aimed at road improvements in affected areas, counties where there's drilling, and some water projects, and another 10% toward renewable energy projects. So it's quite a menu there. That's the list of goodies that Governor Ritter is being accused of trying to force down our throats. So whether you think those are goodies or not is another matter. But 52 was brought in basically as a diversionary tactic by a couple of Republican lawmakers, Josh Penry, a state senator from Grand Junction, and Frank McNulty, a House rep from Highlands Ranch. And what they propose doing is not raising or not increasing the amount of oil and gas severance taxes at all, keeping it at the same rate, but redirecting where that money's spent and basically taking it away from water projects and other infrastructure projects and putting it toward transportation, specifically the I-70 corridor. And, it's considered a majorly underfunded area of the state coffers right now. As somebody who lives along I-70, you would think that I would be all for that. But I think a lot of mountain dwellers are saying, wait a minute, sure, we want I-70 fixed, but it is a drop in the bucket. It would be basically raise about $60 million a year toward fixing I-70, which isn't going to cut it. And there's about $1.5 billion in unfunded road and bridge infrastructure projects needed around the entire state. So there needs to be a much bigger fix beyond what this would bring to the table. So I think Henry and McNulty were hoping for is to get folks to say, well, let's not increase the oil and gas severance tax. Let's take those funds and put them toward transportation. But you know, I've talked to some Republican lawmakers like Al White, who's running for state senate up here, and he, you know, he's opposing that, basically saying, no, this is, it doesn't really fix the problem, and it's, you know, long term it doesn't help. We need to figure out transportation at a different level.
Boy, you know, time after time, these Republicans continue to keep going to bat for their big business friends, and you would think that at some point, people in this state and people across this country would step back and figure this out. I mean, you'd think that they would do that. I mean, I don't see where 58, where we're, you know, these accusations that the governor is shoving these down our throat. I mean, I'd eat them willingly. I don't have to have them shoved down my throat. I think they're great ideas. I mean, I'm going to vote yes on 58.
Well, and I think a lot of people, you know, up here in the mountains are going to join you, because if you come up here and you look at, you start driving west of Glenwood Springs and you see the impacts, you know, down on the Front Range, you see it in Weld County, you know, oil and gas rigs going flying up everywhere. And, you know, there's a feeling that we are selling out our national heritage and our outdoor recreation economy that we've built, and, you know, forever impacting it to the point where, you know, folks are going to look at this state and say, well, this is a lot like the state I'm trying to escape from, New Jersey and or,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's just a lot of opposition. Interesting bedfellows, you know, hunters and fishermen, as well as environmentalists. And what I think is really interesting, what we're looking at pretty heavily at the Colorado Independent, is some of these other groups. The issues group that's supporting 58 is Coloradans for a Stable Economy is funded. It's already raised the most ever for an issues campaign in the state of Colorado, $10.3 million. Eight different oil companies, ExxonMobil, Phillips, Conoco, wrote checks, BP, all wrote checks of $1 million to fund this thing. So that's very straightforward. You know where that money's coming from. But there's these other groups that the Independent's been delving into. They're 501c4 nonprofits,
right.
which are set up to basically be social advocacy groups, and are only allowed to spend about less than half their money on political advocacy. And these groups, like the Western Skies Coalition and Americans for American Energy, are running just, you know, really scurrilous campaigns. Stuff like portraying some Republican Senate candidates as green energy champions when their records indicate the exact opposite.
Well, that's, you know, that's the same tack that Bob Schaefer takes. Like, well, I'm, you know, Mr. Green, and then he gets asked that question about, well, do you have solar panels in your house? No, but I have glass windows. I mean, like, come on. What, anybody? But, you know, is there anybody out there that buys that about Bob? I mean, it's like, how does this guy have the guts, the chutzpah, to stand up there and say, and, you know, and make these claims when his voting record shows, and what he's done shows that he's hooked in with big oil and gas?
Well, sure. I mean, he's working for an oil and gas company after he left Congress. And so he's suddenly, though, that company is this huge renewable energy firm, which is, I mean, they do all their money in oil and gas in Texas and Louisiana, so it's completely bogus. And yeah, these groups are, they've got a stated goal of regaining the state Senate majority, and so they're bolstering the campaigns of key Senate candidates with these bogus claims. And then you've got Americans for American Energy out there saying that anybody who's objecting to less regulation, lower taxes on the industry, anyone who's standing in the way of more of drill here, drill now, in Colorado, is in line with the terrorists. And, you know,
yeah, exactly.
It couldn't be farther from the truth, you know. You come up here and you talk to, you know, politicians, Republicans and Democrats, who are concerned about what we're doing to the environment that has been our bread and butter for the 30 years that the oil and gas industry has been ramping up here. And now that it's full bore, they want to turn all that around and turn the state into something different.
8:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. David Williams, a senior fellow from the Colorado Independent. Well, we're talking about Amendments 52 and 58 here. You think that people would finally, I mean, you don't have to be like that smart to see what these folks are up to and to see what's going on. And you talk to most people who have moved to this state. They moved here because they like the way it looks. They like the style of life. And they're proud of it. I mean, they're proud of the, you know, they're proud of the natural resources and the recreational aspect of it. And you talk to people and they'll say, well, it's the most beautiful state I've ever lived in. Yet, you've got all these forces that want to chip away at that. And why would anybody just allow them to do it? Why would anybody go along with it?
Well, I think we also have a long history of opposing tax increases. And so that's what is being played into here right now. And the anti 58 folks are hoping is that they can somehow portray this as a tax increase on the public when it's actually a tax increase or a rollback of subsidies, however you want to parse that, on the oil industry. Now they're saying, well, that's going to get passed on to you, the consumer. Fact is, 2/3 of the natural gas that we pull out of the ground here in Colorado goes out of state and is put into the larger national energy infrastructure. So the direct correlation to an increase in your heating bill here in Colorado is negligible. And we pay some of the lowest, we have some of the lowest severance tax rates or overall tax rates on the industry in the nation. And you look at Wyoming, New Mexico, all of these states tax at a much higher rate. They've been able to build significant trust funds for the state for the future when all the oil and gas has been pulled out of the ground. And even look at Palin's home state of Alaska. Each citizen there gets a $2,000 check from the oil and gas industry. And yet we have these incredibly low rates. Some counties, some of these companies aren't paying severance taxes at all in some counties where the wells are at a certain level.
Yeah, we've got to stop that. I'd raise the severance tax on all these folks if it were me.
Absolutely, or at least bring them up a little closer to what our neighbors are doing.
No, I flat out raise them.
Well, we're not going to chase the industry off. That is a bogus claim.
Because they have to come here. They don't have any choice. And this stuff belongs to the taxpayers. It belongs to us. It belongs to the citizens.
Absolutely.
And they should have to pay for it, don't you think?
I absolutely agree. I think what they've been able to do is twist this around. Like this is going to come straight out of your pocketbook, and it's absolutely not the case.
Well, people have got to wake up to this. I assume I can get a hold of you through the Colorado Independent.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. David, thank you, man. Thank you for your time. Thanks for helping us out. And we may have you on again as we get closer to Election Day. As a matter of fact, plan on it because we'll have you get on again and explain it for those folks who have missed part of it or any part of this conversation. So thanks for coming on the show, and we'll be in touch with you.
That'd be great. I appreciate it, Jay.
Anytime. Thanks.
All right. See you later. Bye.
All right. There's David Williams, senior fellow from the Colorado Independent. He's talking about Amendments 52 and 58, and we're digging up people all the time to talk about these amendments. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, is supposed to join us, but as usual, not here. So John Turk may have to sit in for him.
I'll do that. I'm the smartest man in the world.
I'm going to be flying.
You could do a segment with the world's dumbest man.
Yeah, me. I'm going to be flying to Oxford, Mississippi tonight to stand in for John McCain.
You should.
What talent would that take? Not much.
I can't wait to see what happens tonight. We'll be talking about on Monday. He's got to show up.
He's got to
get waxed. He's going to get waxed. He's not ready. Oh, look at who's calling.
Is it David Sirota?
Hi, Dave. Okay, we'll be right down.
Oh, Dave, you've had an emergency and you can't make it? He's always late.
No, he's not.
But tell him to be here at 8:30 from now on. All right, 851, traffic.
We were starting to clear until a couple accidents popped up on the main artery in town. First, a motorcycle involved in a crash southbound I-25 around Spear Boulevard. That adds to the delays we already had around I-70. Then we have the left lane blocked further south after University. We have a medical emergency reported there. And in the cleanup phase, an accident eastbound I-70 before Wadsworth. Also, a rollover crash Bellevue, west of Holly. That's right there by Glenmore Country Club. Your forecast, sunshine to start, then a few afternoon clouds, a possible afternoon thunderstorm, and we're also calling for a high of 86 degrees. Right now, 65 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Quality Mitsubishi, get a new Mitsubishi with nothing down and get 0% financing for up to 72 months on select vehicles. And at
Voting this November, Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm, a proud supporter of AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, volunteers his time to answer questions about voting issues. The O'Sullivan Law Firm is dedicated to helping the seriously injured, and as your personal injury advocate, elections can change your life, and so can a personal injury. Don't leave either to chance. Call the O'Sullivan Law Firm for a free consultation. 303-884-6007. That's 303-884-6007.
It's the JCPenney Big One Day Sale. Get Saturday doorbusters, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like Worthington and St. John's Face sweaters for her, $14.99. 55% off men's St. John's Face casual shirts and fleece. The classic towel, only $3.33. And all day Saturday, save on clearance for the whole family, up to 60% off original prices. At JCPenney, fall fashion is beautiful and affordable. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 27th.
How to make your windows green. Step 1. Put down the green paint. Step 2. Pick up Energy Star qualified windows from the Home Depot. Watch as they save you up to 15% on your energy bill. Step 3. Enjoy your new green windows and the green left in your pocket.
Save even more with lower prices on hundreds of items throughout the store. Plus, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for details.
Matches with 6 title fights and regional talent as well. Now, the doors open at 7 tonight, and the fights start at 8. Tickets are available at the door, or you can get them at King Supers today. That's tonight, Red and Jerry's Santa Fe and Oxford, and it's going to be good. Next time, you want to get a good, reliable, winterized vehicle, or if you're looking for one, you got to go to Rockies. And they're open 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday, convenient hours. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
All right, let's 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. David Sirota, the world's smartest man. Great column today in the Post. usually we get off on other stuff here, but, you know, we're also getting to the top of the hour, so I just want to say that if John McCain doesn't show up tonight, would you be willing to go to Oxford and stand in for him?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I
consider
would,
consider me on the next plane to Mississippi.
Yeah,
John
me too.
John McCain isn't doing it.
You think he's going to show up? He has to. He has to, man. How's
you
he
know,
not going to make it?
So unpredictable. I mean, I think he's gone a little... He's gone a little wacky lately. Did you see that clip of him? They were interviewing him. I think it was on ABC News about the financial bailout, and he said he tried to link the financial crisis to earmarking in Congress.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just crazy talk. That's crazy.
I mean, he's like, you know what he reminds me of? If I have my fighter correct on this. He reminds me of when Jerry Corey took on Muhammad Ali, and what Corey did was, the only way Corey could survive, or he thought he could survive, was to dance around the ring and try to stay away from Ali, and then eventually it didn't work, and Ali connected and, of course, cut him, and that was the end of the fight.
I hope it's that way. I mean, McCain is definitely, he keeps doubling down on crazy bets, and, you know.
I mean, he and Palin both.
They're like, I mean, you got to, they're making it interesting.
Yeah, but they're making it interesting in like a disgusting way. It's like they're a bunch of well, it's what they think we're on heroin or something. Like we're gonna not, we're gonna buy what they're selling.
I mean, but what would you? What can they do? They have no alternative.
Well, they can try by standing up there and coming up with something legitimate instead of like fooling around and wasting our time.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I do think Obama is looking better and better. His sort of coolness is more and more.
Because that's his personality. All right, we'll continue.
Memories of poodle skirts, sock hops, and drive-ins with a solid gold doo-wop reunion. Saturday night, November 29th at the Buell Theater with the Duke of Earl himself, Gene Chandler. Terry Johnson's Flamingos. Jay Siegel and the Tokens with Jay Traynor, original lead for Jay and the Americans. Emil Stuccio and the Classics. The Chiffons.
One time day.
Like a rebel without a cause all over again. Get tickets Saturday, September 27th. Online at Ticketmaster.com. All Ticketmaster outlets or charge by phone at 303-357-ARTS. Saturday night, November 29th at the Buell Theater. Come take a stroll down memory lane with the Solid Gold Doo-Wop Reunion. Be there or be square.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The process may be messy, but President Bush says he's confident the administration and Congress will get together on a sweeping financial bailout plan.
There are disagreements over aspects of the rescue plan, but there is no disagreement that something substantial must be done.
Mr. Bush in remarks from the White House this morning as he tried to reassure investors shortly after the stock markets opened. Now, the Democrats' chief negotiator in the process, Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, says it's the president's own party standing in the way of an agreement.
It depends on the House Republicans dropping this revolt against the president and cooperating in trying to amend the plan.
One of the main critics of the bailout, Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby, told the CBS Early Show the plan's too much Wall Street, not enough Main Street.
This Paulson proposal is badly structured. It does nothing basically for the stressed mortgage payer. It does a lot for three or four or five banks, including foreign banks.
Wall Street's reaction so far, the Dow is off about 20 points, the NASDAQ 25. It's the morning after the largest bank failure in the country's history. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan on WaMu going belly up.
And all the branches seem to be open today. Deposits are safe and most customers are calm.
I think it's good. I've always liked WaMu. They've always been a good bank to me, so I'd much prefer to not have to go open a new account somewhere.
WaMu was seized by the FDIC and sold to J.P. Morgan Chase. The new bosses flew to Seattle overnight to talk with WaMu about what's next. The early word is no jobs have been lost and there will be a major effort to try to keep remaining customers from defecting. Nick?
Well, after suspending his campaign, Republican presidential candidate John McCain still not signaled whether he'll take part in tonight's first debate.
I'm Peter Mayer in Oxford, Mississippi. After months of debate buildup, the University of Mississippi is in political limbo, waiting to see if the debate happens. To many students here, John McCain is in a class by himself for seeking to delay the face-off.
Well, I don't think, personally, it's a valid excuse.
Yeah, I believe it's just a political ploy. I think he's just avoiding the debate here.
I feel as though, you know, he's running away from Obama.
Publicly, the university and the Presidential Debate Commission hope the show will go on. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Oxford, Mississippi.
A British newspaper says Israel this spring was seriously weighing a military strike against Iran's nuclear sites, but were told by President Bush that he would not back the move. The Guardian quotes diplomatic sources who say Mr. Bush told the Israeli Prime Minister that he wasn't likely to change his mind during the rest of his tenure in office. Global security expert Joseph Cirincione.
The problem isn't could U.S. or Israel attack Iran. We both could. The problem is what happens next. What does Iran do in response?
And once again, checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 20 points, the Nasdaq 28. This is CBS News.
How to make your windows green. Step 1. Put down the green paint. Step 2. Pick up Energy Star qualified windows from the Home Depot. Watch as they save you up to 15% on your energy bill. Step 3. Enjoy your new green windows and the green left in your pocket.
Save even more with lower prices on hundreds of items throughout the store. Plus, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for details.
Ever wonder when buying a used car if you're just buying a used problem? Not if it's a Honda-certified used car. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty from the original in-service date, and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. And now, get low 2.9% APR financing on all Pilot and Ridgeline-certified used Honda models. It may be used, but it's still a Honda. Problem solved.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The governor says it's the right thing to do.
The recent turmoil in the financial industry demands that I take precautionary actions now.
So Governor Ritter placing a hiring freeze in the state's executive branch and asking to delay state construction projects until the end of January. The governor says Colorado is fortunate to have a diverse economy, but that we're not immune to the country's financial problems. It's bound to ruffle feathers, the Denver Police Union selling anti-protester T-shirts. Referencing last month's DNC, the back of the shirts reads, "We get up early to beat the crowds." They also read 2008 DNC and depict a cop holding a baton. The front has the number 68 with a slash through it, a clear reference to the Recreate 68 group that organized several demonstrations. Recreate 68 officials say the shirt's message is tasteless. Avon's new Westin is going green. The roof of the Westin Riverfront Resort and Spa in Avon, made of recycled tire rubber, and the employee uniforms are made of seaweed. There are VIP parking spaces for guests driving hybrids. More than half the construction waste in the $500 million resort was recycled or salvaged. And there will be recycling stations for guests on every floor. Finally, human breast milk in ice cream? That's what PETA is promoting. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals promoting the idea to Ben and Jerry's, saying using human breast milk in ice cream would reduce the suffering of cows and give ice cream lovers a healthier product. Ben and Jerry's officials say thanks for the suggestion, but no thanks. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Better for southbounders on I-25 near University. We've had an earlier medical emergency there that was blocking up some lanes. It's gone, so are those delays. A little bit heavy for eastbounders on I-70, making your way past the Coliseum. It's heavy on I-25 downtown on the southbound side. As far as the surface streets go, there was a serious crash at Bellevue and Birch. There's a rollover, multiple cars involved. This is about a mile west of I-25. Now, what they're going to do to get you around this is they're not even going to let you get onto Bellevue. It's complete.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
In that for the last week. But what I think we've missed is the fact that we've always lived in a socialist country. You know, we live in Colorado, right? The federal government gave away huge swaths of Colorado and the Mountain West to the railroad companies back in the late 19th century. That's intervention. That's using public resources. We subsidize oil industry profits, as I heard the earlier interview you had with the guy about the severance tax. We subsidize drug industry profits.
Well, we've always done this.
We've always done this. So we've always been.
The only time they start screaming socialism, socialismo, and start going nuts is when you start talking about providing, like, six-year-old kids with dental help and health care. Then they start screaming it's socialism.
That's right. But it's always been socialism. That's the point of the column. The problem is not that it is socialism. Socialism is not the problem. The problem is our version of socialism. We have what I call in the column kleptocratic socialism.
Right.
Socialism whose objective is to help private theft. So that, for instance, in Europe, socialism means, for instance, when you invest taxpayer money into something, taxpayers get a return on the investment.
That's right.
Here, we just give away taxpayer money and get no return on our investment. I mean, the famous thing when we do that is we subsidize one-third of all research and development of pharmaceuticals in this country, and then we give away that research and development to private companies, which then turn around and charge Americans the highest price in the world for those drugs. That's kleptocratic socialism. When we do purchase the means of production, which is the old socialist Marxist mantra, we purchase the means of producing things that are worthless. So this last week we purchased, taxpayers bought an 80% equity stake in American Insurance Group, AIG, and it's bankrupt. It's worthless. We purchased the means of producing worthless paper. You know, Bolivia nationalizes natural gas reserves, which are valuable.
That would exactly be their argument too.
Which is what?
Well, the argument of the Bolivians, the argument of the Cubans, the argument of those are the two only remaining countries. The arguments that they would put forward would be that we are stopping outside interests from ripping off the public, and we are protecting the public interest.
We're
taking
greed out of, and I think
by taking control and having the money return theoretically to the people.
And there's also, I think, let's remove the greed and the profit motive from something as basic a human need as energy. right? Natural gas is energy.
Or healthcare.
Same thing, or healthcare. In India, they've nationalized the steel companies. You know, there's a national interest in being able to produce steel. That's what they say. We nationalize to let off the people.
Off the hook.
Who ran the economy into the ground, off the hook.
Or we bail out.
Or we bail out. And in the AIG's case, we nationalized something that's worthless. Taxpayers are not going to get much of a return on their
money. Or we arrange for sweetheart loan deals.
Right.
Such as what the auto industry got.
That's right.
Chrysler.
That's right. And then I pointed out, you know, in socialist Denmark, if a factory closes, the government swoops in immediate help for workers along with their free health care. In America, if a factory in Ohio closes, the government doesn't do anything except for politicians say that people's jobs are never coming back and that health care is supposedly unaffordable. Meanwhile, those same politicians, the moment an investment bank teeters, somehow they come up with $1 trillion immediately.
I agree.
So the problem is not socialism. The problem is our version of it. And it's really pernicious, and it's really dangerous, and it's really actually part of the problem here. And I think what we're missing in this debate is that it's not entirely, it's three things. It's not entirely clear we have to do much of a bailout at all. Certainly not at the scope of $700 billion. You saw that Treasury Department statement.
150.
Right. You saw that Treasury Department statement, right, where the Treasury Department itself, they asked, why $700 billion? That's a huge number. And they said, well, it's not connected to any data point. We just picked a big number.
Yeah, so, exactly. We picked a number that we thought would cover everything.
Right. So there's that. Not necessarily clear that we have to do this kind of huge bailout. Two, nobody's pointed out that if the problem is the root problem is that people are having trouble paying back their mortgages, and that has devalued mortgage-backed assets, and that has trickled up into a financial crisis at the top among lending institutions. Nobody has pointed out, and I had an interchange with some congressional staffers who have basically said, well, you know, we've got to do something, and the only way to do something is to do it through Wall Street. But that's not true. In other words, the debate, the parameters of the debate are so narrow that it ignores the fact that what if, just for argument's sake, what if we took $700 billion and gave it to doled that money out to every homeowner who's having a trouble paying back their mortgage. Now, I'm not saying we should do that. I'm just going through the mental experiment.
There'd be no problem except for one thing. Those people who don't need it would cry out that the other people are getting a helping hand.